Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
The beautiful sounds of Friday rolling into your brain hole. That's right, Narfur. We're very excited for this day.
Slap up, Jim.
What he means to say by that is, we're glad it's Friday. Taking over for Steve-O and Mateo, he's Narfur, I'm Slabnon. Your culture is weird and foreign to us. Thank you, Narfur, for the reminder. However, we are adapting to your civilization with ease. Narfur, you can't say that on earthly radio.
Beep.
I think my favorite part about this is that we did not plan this.
Nope. I don't plan anything.
Went on the air.
I don't plan anything.
That's called improv.
Barnin.
You're Narfur. And I'm Slabnon.
Barnum.
Welcome to Team Awesome Earthly Party.
Yay.
Not earthly as in like worldly, because we don't want you guys to stop listening.
Don't do it.
But you can always pray for us.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good thing.
What happened? Why'd you, what'd you do that for?
Well, I said earthly and I wanted them to understand that we were doing a bit.
We got an email,
from another galaxy.
We got an
email. Not because we're earthly and God's going to spew us from his mouth.
Somebody email.
Look at this. I just wanted to save.
Look at this email.
Oh, man. I was trying to save you trouble from hate mail, and yet.
Yeah.
It never ceases to amaze me. Static!
Yes, and this is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Good morning, Matthew. Good morning,
hey,
sir.
Hey,
no, sorry, that's Narfur. He's in studio with us today, filling in for Mateo.
Skip that, but he's blah, 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 blah.
Hey, well, guys, I do have something to announce on the air this morning. It's about my friend, Dave Suver. Dave Suver has gone missing. Is it okay if I make the announcement?
Whoa.
What?
Yeah,
his parents have asked me to make the announcement over the radio. So.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I'll go ahead and make the announcement right now, guys. Okay, so Dave Suver, he is an 18-year-old senior in Volcano Vista who is developmentally delayed. He was last seen 7/23 of 2014 wearing a Volcano Vista High School Letterman's jacket. His last name Suver is on the back of it, with blue jeans and a reusable shopping bag in the area of Golf Course McMahon. If anybody out there has any information, please call 242-COPS immediately.
Have you guys, I mean, obviously you've submitted this to the police. Have you guys put up pictures so that we know what he looks like?
Yeah, and I'm going to go ahead and email that to you guys, thestudio@mystackradio.com.
Yeah.
I just wasn't able to do so last night when I got the call from his parents.
Okay.
The fact that I had no internet last night.
Ah.
But I'm going to be heading to Volcano Vista pretty soon, and I'll be on my school's internet so I can send it.
Boom. There you go.
Oh. See, yeah, guys, yeah, he went missing on the 23rd. So again, same out there, the information, or I've seen him, just call the police immediately.
242-COPS.
Yes, 242-COPS. Definitely. Right. Just call them immediately, please.
Gosh.
Thank you.
All right, Matthew, we will absolutely do that. Send us the photo. We will post it. That was a serious announcement this morning.
Yeah. Dang. Good job,
right.
Matthew.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're doing a good job, Matthew. Thank you.
And, yeah, I know today is a serious note with that in mind. But I always like to leave things with a happy note at the end. Well,
oh, yeah.
That's good,
guys,
man.
For me, on my personal behalf, I'm actually not going to be calling in next week because I'm going to be on vacation.
What?
I'm taking time off. Unfortunately, I need to get some time out in New Mexico. I got to, if I can, only if my parents can afford a vacation, which, hey, even if we can't, still it's a vacation, right?
Yeah, hey.
Yep.
A vacation.
I tell you so. If you guys don't hear me on the air next week, that's because I'm on a vacation. But your eyes are always more than welcome to reach me at mattfromabq@gmail.com on the internet or visit the website. Yes. So again, you guys can check out the website.
Yep.
And hey, if I do go anywhere, you guys will see photos up on my website after I get back or on my last day of the vacation.
Hey, we expect
on
to see
website.
Some Instagram and going on. All right.
Yeah.
Do us the courtesy, man. Do us the courtesy.
Tag us in your photos.
Oh.
Tag My Static Radio in your photos of adventure. Yeah.
I definitely will.
Okay.
And you know what? We should put Steve-O and Mateo is awesome. Hashtag that.
That's what you should.
Yeah, hashtag. Yeah.
Down oh, yeah. I was thinking about that last night. I'm like, you know, maybe you put a hashtag on there. It's just hashtag Steve-O Mateo is awesome.
Put a bird on it. Put a bird on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll probably have to tweet that.
Yeah. Put a bird on it. Yeah, birds.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, so anyways, thank you guys for letting me make the announcement on the air for Dave Suber. I do appreciate it.
What's his name?
Parents are happy.
What's his name?
It's David Suber, but people call him Dave.
Okay,
Dave.
Cool.
Dave. Okay, thank you. All right.
Yep.
Thanks, Matthew.
Hey, can you guys play me a song this morning, please?
Yes. Every morning.
This morning, I would just play something by Amberlynn. This is going out to the Suber family. Actually, basically, Dave's foster parents are now. I wanted to give them the song. Don't worry, guys. His son will be found. We have some great police officers here in the city. Everybody is looking for him. God bless. You guys are in my prayers and my thoughts all the time.
That's good. Thanks, man.
You guys have a good day. I will talk to you guys when I get back from my break.
All right. Bye, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Later. Well.
Yeah.
Can I just be honest?
How do you spell his last name?
Which Amberlynn song do I find? Because none of them seem apropos. Nope.
Yeah.
None of them. All of them. Nope. All of the.
You can't play any of them.
Because all of them seem insensitive. He wants to hear an Amberlynn song, but I'm like, well, I can't do that one. I can't do that one.
You can do this one.
There isn't one that's.
That one's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Not that one?
No. What are you talking about? Hey, guys, if you could see what we were pointing at, you would really be offended.
There's so many Amberlynn songs.
Play that one.
Really?
Yes.
From the last record.
Yes.
All right.
Why not? It's a good song.
I wanted to do Stranger Ways or Hearing Voices because it's for the new record, but it's like...
Do that one.
Oh, man. Let's just do the whole album.
We're going to play the whole record.
We're just going to play Lowborn cover to cover. Gosh. This is real life. Hashtag Friday Problems.
That's right. Yep. We'll be back in a minute with breaking news and all that crap.
Steve Austin Morning.
Now!
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
I hit the wrong button.
You did this on purpose.
I hit the wrong button.
Traffic is lame and dumb right now.
Okay, cool. You want to take a look at breaking news?
Yes.
Yeah, good.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
I've never done that before.
I am clearly offended.
It is Friday.
Do you hear this? That's how offended I am.
I'm sorry.
Woo.
Really sorry, buddy.
Dateline, July 25th, 2014, the year of the boar.
Ooh.
I don't know. Doug, I need you to find the Chinese calendar for me. I need to know what animal I'm in right now, because I'm all up in it. The number for the day is 20 billion. That's the amount spent annually in dollars on footwear in US&A. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you have any feet?
I do.
Do you have any footwear? Look at that. Mm-hmm. Look at those casual sandals. You master of fashion.
Shout out to Dawn.
Ah.
She's like, you know what you need to get? A comfortable pair of sandals.
That's right.
And I was like, yeah.
It works.
You know?
That's good.
Me.
I have an important announcement to make. I need you to play Sad Eyes.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
No, it's good. This will show the depth of our friendship to the world. And I didn't tell you yesterday.
Oh, no.
But now I will. Publicly. So that I look really good. Yesterday, when I got done at the gym.
Uh-huh.
And I was just feeling gross.
Yeah.
Because I had to run a lot and it was sweaty.
Yeah.
I go and look at my phone, and I had a missed call from my boy Scooter.
Yeah.
And a text message from Scooter. And that message said, Matt, we have a ticket to see Guardians of the Galaxy.
What?
Do you want to go tonight? And I text back, is it only one ticket? And he said, yes. And I said, I can't go without Steve-O's scooter.
Teo.
Yeah. And I had zero plans last night. Zero. Doug, zero plans.
It was a whole week early.
I said no.
You could have seen Guardians of the Galaxy a whole week early without
you me. Guys are having Brody probs, hashtag Brody probs right
yeah,
now. Fever.
Yeah.
You would have been stuck.
Sick baby.
And I said no. They offered me drugs, and I said no. That's breaking news.
That is breaking news. I didn't know that.
I know.
Hey, man.
I waited to tell the world so that everybody would think I was a great friend.
You are a great friend.
I know. You can send in presents to me.
Oh, man.
4001 Osuna Boulevard or whatever it is here in Albuquerque. Say, present to Mateo for being a great friend to Steve-O. Send anything. You can send cash. You can send shoes. You can send clothing.
Man. How? There's got to be a song for this situation.
We're playing it right now.
No, because it's like, no.
What?
Oh, I'm looking for the wrong thing.
Why? What's wrong with this song?
Because this is a sad song.
No, it's not. It's happy. It's friendship.
No, it's not. It's like,
you know what? I have like a song sad, that we could have played.
Sad friendship.
I have one in my phone that we could have played, but I don't want to deal with it.
Found it,
Doug. Now what you said is right. Doug said a secret thing during that break.
Thanks
this is the one.
Thanks for... What? It just got weird. It just got weird.
This really is the one. Hey. This is friendship song.
There you go. That's good. You didn't go see Guardians of the Galaxy without me. You
That's
totally
right.
could have.
I could have.
Man...
Wait, what? Perfect.
Man.
You're still turning my head.
Yeah. Whole new world. Man. Sick things are just opening up. It's all coming together now.
Man, this station got really liberal this morning. Watch out, all you hyper-conserves. You're going to be upset this morning. Don't go on Facebook.
Oh, it got weird fast.
All right, let's go back to the news.
Yeah, let's
There are things to talk about. Scientists report that a few weeks ago, an isolated Amazonian tribe emerged from the jungle, made contact with Brazilian scientists, and immediately caught the flu. That's why we don't make contact with isolated tribes in the Amazon.
Mm.
And this is Brazilian people, so they're down there anyway.
Yeah.
Just think if old white boy Mateo would have met them. They would have instantly died.
Yeah. Yeah.
Poor guys. A 4-year-old boy has been banned from a donut shop in Monroe, Connecticut for asking an overweight customer if she had a baby in her belly.
Okay. How many times do we
have to deal with this? 4-year-old boy, though. A 4-year-old boy.
Okay.
A little kid.
Wait, a 4-year-old.
Was banned.
We got to get more info on this. This could be question of the day.
That could be great.
I mean, this is...
This
we got
is
Sam
different.
Swan coming
a
in.
A 4-year-old boy is drastically different than, say, a 50-year-old man.
Who should know better.
That would insinuate that someone was pregnant.
Yeah.
Different things.
Oh, come on. Okay.
Well, that lady's feelings were probably really hurt by that little kid.
Uh-huh.
She needs to get over it. Whoa. Truth bomb. Kim Kardashian reports that baby North has taken her first steps. Ironically enough, she was heading south.
Well, her parents are Kim and Kanye.
Yeah. A new study finds that dogs really do get jealous. I'll tell you who else gets jealous. Kitty cats. Beans. This is what happens. They try to wake me. They can't sleep in the room.
Yeah.
Because Beans wants to be pet constantly.
Right.
Panda's cool. She'll chill.
Yeah.
She will go to sleep like a good cat. Not Beans. He thrives on attention. That's how he lives. So they can't sleep in the room. But they always wake me up at about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Ugh.
Scratching on the door.
Ugh. I don't know how you do it.
I ignore them.
Children grow.
No,
and get
I ignore
better.
Them. I go, oh, cat.
Ugh.
I ignore them, force myself to go back to sleep. It's not even a force either. I'm so tired. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm glad it's not a ghost. And then I wake up and they're waiting and I open the door and whoever jumps on the bed first is the winner. And this morning it was Panda. Yesterday it was Beans. But poor Beans, when he's not the winner, he just... he kind of sits down on the ground and just looks up. Because he knows he's not the winner. So I pet Panda because she won. Mm. And then I go in the kitchen this morning to give him some food. And Panda's like sitting there and I'm petting her. Because she doesn't let me pet her a lot. So when she's like...
Right.
When she wants to be petted, I pet her.
Yeah.
But Beans, I didn't know where he was. And I'm sitting there petting Panda. And then I look up and Beans has jumped up on the stool. And he's just standing there looking at me like, why aren't you petting me? And I felt so bad. Poor Beans. He's jealous.
Oh, Beans. I love that cat.
He's a good cat. Several members of an international StubHub hacking ring were charged in a New York City courthouse this week. StubHub is a sham. Mm-hmm. It's a big old trap. Yep. Watch out for it.
Yep.
Hollywood announced that Amazing Spider-Man 3 has been pushed back until 2018.
See, this is the news that warrants sad eyes.
Guys, this is why it's sad. Spider-Man is my favorite hero. Your favorite hero, mm-hmm. to a degree. And I can't even really appreciate what's going on. Mm-hmm. Because... everything else. It's not that Spider-Man 2 was bad. Right. It's an emotional roller coaster. It's a heavy movie. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if it would have come out maybe even last year, it would have been perceived better.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it came out the same year as Captain America Winter Soldier and Days of Future Past, mm-hmm. the X-Men movie, and Godzilla. And we're about to get our butts kicked by Guardians, which is going to be so awesome. Guardians of the Galaxy has a 100% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes right now.
100%!
It's gotten reviews, like, they've already had critical reviews come in. People have already pre-screened it. And these are legit people saying, this movie is awesome.
Dude, speaking of awesome, I called Constantine yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And that was amazing.
Wait, you called Constantine?
I called Constantine.
Oh, they put up a number?
Can I just say how much I love Comic-Con?
Yes.
Comic-Con is going on right now, and the sad news was that Spider-Man delayed, and then all these breaking news, Constantine, television show coming up in the fall, The Flash coming up in the fall.
Ugh.
These two people in this room may have already seen it.
What?
And it's... freaking awesome, but we're not allowed to review it or
we're not allowed about we're it. Not allowed to tell you that when you watch it you'll be seeing what you wish was Spider-Man.
Seriously. No full reviews yet. However, if we had seen it, which we have, dude,
we would say that the Flash TV show that's coming out this fall is freaking awesome.
Yeah, and
but we don't know
it
or
needs
do
to be
we?
On your radar
or am we?
So, Constantine, coming out in the fall,
yeah.
And they released a billboard, kind of like Better Call Saul right
yeah.
now. There's an actual billboard
yeah,
in town.
Yeah.
They were handing out business cards yesterday at Comic-Con for Constantine. Somebody tweeted one because there was a phone number on it. Yeah, I called the phone number.
Yeah, you did.
And guess who I got?
Constantine.
Constantine!
What'd he say?
He said, hey, you've reached Sean Constantine. If you need to be to be to be to be to be to be. And then at the end, he said something that made me lose my mind because you know how I feel about this person. He said, if you're looking for Alec Holland, go look in a swamp.
You don't think, do you?
I don't know, but he referenced the swamp thing and I went,
that's swamp thing.
Yeah.
Guys, that's
yeah.
swamp thing.
Yeah,
it's getting real.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, Hollywood announced that Spider-Man 3 has been pushed back until 2018. Here's the sad fact. 2 days ago, Marvel said, guess what, everybody? May 4th, 2018, we're going to release a movie.
Yeah.
But they didn't say what movie it was. That's 6 years to the day after Avengers 1.
Yeah.
I wonder what movie it's going to be, Avengers 3.
Which is going to destroy Spider-Man. Sorry, Spidey. Good job, Marvel. Get your property back.
Buy
Do
your
it.
Property
Do
back.
Do it.
If
Get
I
it.
Was Disney, seriously,
Get it. Get
I would
it.
Allocate a ton of money. I would buy Spider-Man from Fox, straight up, because I can't talk about it. I'm so upset. I'm sweating. I'm so upset. I'm like Doug is when he watches wrestling.
It's okay.
Just sitting there crying and sweating.
Yep.
It's intense.
Yeah. Sting's coming back.
Remember that Argentine zoo polar bear that wasn't doing so well in the summer heat?
Mm-mm.
Well, Zoo officials are rejecting an offer to relocate the bear to a Canadian zoo because they say he's obviously too old to move. The polar bears that live here in Albuquerque are happy.
They are awesome.
Naturally blonde NCIS actress Paula Perrette had to be treated at the hospital after her ongoing allergy to hair dye turned more severe.
Yeah, dude.
That's crazy.
She's the girl with the tattoos and the black hair.
Oh!
So, like, yeah, I read the article, and apparently she had this crazy, crazy reaction because her hair is normally blonde, and she's the... I've never really seen the show. She's the one with all the tattoos.
Yeah.
And she's...
I know who you're talking about.
Or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hair dye.
Crazy. A man in the UK with but one eye claims that he's being discriminated against because his optometrist makes him pay full price for examining only one eye rather than two. You have a fuzzy weird on you. Look at that. That was on you. That's like a spider. That was just on you. I saved you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There's got to be an optometrist joke in there somewhere.
I can't see it. A veteran Clifton, New Jersey police detective accidentally shot himself in the hand when a pit bull charged him. That pit bull made him nervous. There's a lot of news today, but we have waxed poetic on Spider-Man and comic books, so we're not going to be able to cover it all until
later.
Man,
but we will definitely be hitting up some more Comic-Con news throughout the show today.
Yes, we will, because it'll be happening.
So much happening!
Police in China have detained a man who stole 30,000 bottles of iced tea worth $27,000 and emptied them so he could sell off the plastic.
Yeah, that's a lot of wasted iced tea. Did he throw it into the Boston Harbor?
Maybe so.
That'd be poetic. Making a point.
And finally, all you people that think dogs are better than cats.
Yeah, man.
A Sarasota cat at a Sarasota, Florida animal rescue caused a bit of a hubbub when he somehow managed to dial 911.
No way.
When nobody was looking. Zeke the cat lives in one of the offices at Cat Depot. Staff there say that on Monday, when the office's human resident left for lunch, Zeke dialed 911 on the office phone. They're learning.
Oh, man, I saw Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
They're watching us. All these animals are watching us, and then they're going to call 911 on us, and we're going to get in trouble. They're going to get us arrested, and then they're going to be able to get into the drawer with all their food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Somebody sent us a flyer. Wait, maybe this is from Matthew.
Could be.
Yeah, it's David Suvere. That's what it was. Okay. Yeah, Matthew from Albuquerque called in and said there was a kid missing.
Yes.
And we've got a flyer, I think, we can post on our Facebook.
Okay.
And we'll do that. But right now, let's take a look at traffic.
All right.
Something is going on 25 North before you get to Paseo. It could just be slowdown from the construction, I'm not sure. Because there is construction at I-25 in Paseo. And that's all I need to report.
All right, because it is time to hang out with Dougie Fresh.
Dougie Fresh.
Good morning.
Hey, Doug.
Good morning, buddy.
How are you guys doing?
We are ecstatic.
How is the bromance?
Was that me?
Was that us or my son?
Was that me?
You guys. Well, how's Brody, too?
Brody's good. Okay. I mean, he's still rocking fevers. But he's a champion.
Champion.
Good.
That's my only bromance. I don't know what you're talking about.
I put up a picture on our Facebook. Steve-O, this is us.
All right.
And that's Doug swooping in to help us.
Nice.
Oh, by the way, it's the year of the horse.
Yes. Makes sense.
Black Beauty.
Today is July 25th, 2014, day 206. There are 159 days remaining in the year. First up this morning.
Lame.
From the CW show, One Tree Hill.
Oh.
Best known for his portrayal of Nathan Scott on One Tree Hill.
Never seen that show.
Is it Chad Michael something?
What?
Nope. James Lafferty.
Okay.
Nope. 36.
He is 29 years old today.
Well, you can't win them all.
Next up, American actor. He is perhaps best known for his portrayal of White House Chief of Staff and later President Wayne Palmer on the Fox Action Drama 24.
Oh, he played Blue on The Temptations.
Yes, he did. Oh. He was also in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I thought you were going to say he played Blue on Old School.
He's
also in
Blue!
Parenthood, and he played Jeff Malone in the fourth season of Suits.
Dang it. Glorious.
No. It's not DB. What is his? It is DB Woodside?
Yes, it is.
Bang! What? DB Woodside?
DB Woodside?
No, you man. You played Blue in The Temptations, which was an incredible adaption. Good job.
Hey.
All right. Oh, man. What a great movie that was. All right. DB Woodside is 44 years old.
49.
He is 45 years old today.
Oh, man. I got you, DB. So close.
Jim Krasinski.
Nope.
Steve Carell.
He made his film debut with Keanu Reeves and Gene Hackman as the deaf tight end in the Warner Brothers football comedy, The Replacements. He was in Fair Game, Fanboys of the Nines, Shudder, Smart People, Let's Go, Out Cold, and Big Fish, After Earth, and Jobs.
Wait, it's the guy that played Roy. On The Office. Yes, because he was in Out Cold.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's his name?
David Denman.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he played Roy.
Yeah.
I forgot that was the same dude.
I haven't seen Out Cold in like 10 years.
That is a funny movie.
Yes, it is.
I can't believe I'm about to say I've never seen it.
That movie came out when I was like a freshman in college. So that movie came out in either 2000 or 2001. Zach Galifianakis was in that movie.
Dang, dude.
And he was hilarious.
Wasn't it like Jeremy London or one of the twins?
Yeah.
He was. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right.
That would be a funny one to watch together.
Roy is 40.
45.
41 years old.
Oh, my gosh. I've been off by one twice.
Well.
And the final birthday.
Can't win them all. Jennifer Aniston.
Nope.
David Schwimmer.
Nope.
Oh. Matthew Perry.
Nope.
Judy Cates.
Joey.
Poor Joey. He's always the last one mentioned.
So. Who cares? Joey is his birthday today.
Oh. And now I can't even remember his real name.
What's his real name?
Matt LeBlanc.
Matt LeBlanc, of course. Oh, my gosh. I'm Matt LeBlanc on that one. Am I right?
Blanco.
Okay. Man, I don't care what you guys say. I don't care what I'm telling you.
If you had to pick one show to get back together for, like, one season, what would you pick? Friends?
The Office.
Oh, I'd pick Friends way over The Office.
I would pick The Office with Steve Carell. Because I miss it.
No. Well, although, here's the thing. What else could Friends do? She got off the airplane, all right? That was the most important moment in television history. Okay?
No, it wasn't. No, you know what? I don't think I would resurrect The Office, because I'm happy with the way it ended. I want it to be what it
was. They are doing a Friends. Wasn't it announced that it's official, finally official? They are doing a reunion.
I thought I saw something about, like, one episode or something.
Yeah, they just announced something, and I was like, what? Huh? Well, I don't even care.
I don't know.
I don't even care.
I don't know which show I would want to get back together. Maybe SWAT Cats. Do you remember SWAT Cats? It was a cartoon. Freakazoid. Yeah. Okay, who is this?
Matt LeBlanc.
Matt LeBlanc today is 45.
Dang it. I was going to say 45. 46.
Today he is 47.
Oh, my God.
You were on a roll,
off
friend.
Off by one 3 times in a row. That sucks.
Oh, man. You almost done. You crazy, man.
All right, on to...
Gosh, thanks for letting me be off by one instead of two, because I was going to say 45.
This day and what year the first commercial use of an electronic telegraph was successfully demonstrated by William Cook and Charles Wheatstone on July 25th of this year between Euston and Camden Town in London.
Those are the tiniest sounds.
Yeah, you don't remember? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just so tiny.
This is what the telegraph said.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, have you been all right?
You want to go out on a date? Doug, you sound so desperate.
This is what the Telegraph said.
Are you okay?
I'm just reading the Telegraph.
Are you crying right now?
Maybe. It's really dry in this room.
Yeah, dry.
Got a bug in my eye walking in here.
Oh, my goodness.
Some good excuses there, Dougie Fresh.
Doug, those are great excuses.
The sun's in my eyes.
You must not cry all the time.
What Telegraph? Was that like 1800s?
Man, I was
1879.
1793.
1837.
Okay. Split the difference.
Split the difference.
For the same what year? Wyoming became a United States territory.
Lame!
A territory?
Yep.
So not a state?
Not a state.
So, territory of Wyoming.
Wyoming, why did we take you into these United States? You're the lamest state. You're
the lamest state. And even though there's nothing there, it's still like in the middle. We couldn't
Wyoming.
Make like a donut hole of a country. What did I say, 1814?
Wyoming is really, really lame. Hey! If you're listening in Wyoming, I'm shocked you have a radio. What'd you say, 1814?
Yeah.
1784.
1868.
Dang it. Wow. Territory.
Territory.
That's a late state.
Yeah.
A late state that's not so great.
And this day in 1 year at Club 500 in Atlantic City, New Jersey, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis staged for their first show as a comedy team.
Oh, man. I bet you that was amazing. Oh. 1964.
1958.
1946.
Oh, wow. I was way off.
I was way off.
This day in what year? Salyut 7 cosmonaut Silvana.
Nope.
Yavitskaya.
Yeah.
Became the first woman to perform a spacewalk.
Spacewalk. Spacewalk lady.
This is an interesting story.
2009.
No. The first woman to do a spacewalk.
Yeah, dude, in space? Come on, man, it's Russia. You think they let women do much spacewalk? I'm just taking with it.
No. 1978.
1984.
Yeah.
And this day in what year?
2009?
Yeah.
Gosh.
And this day in what year? AC/DC released Black, Back in Black.
It was for Last Action Hero. They were doing stuff, getting back together. I'm going to say 1992.
1991.
1980.
Oh, just kidding. It wasn't for Last Action Hero. What was
Not
the song
at all.
They released for Last Action Hero?
Okay, thinking back to yesterday, on the same way, Lance Armstrong won his first Tour de France.
Oh, wait. Oh, crap. Dang it. I said 2007, I think. And you, what'd you say?
The question?
It was the first Tour de France. Yesterday was his seventh consecutive. And the answer was, was the answer 2005, or is that what I said?
Nobody know.
I don't remember.
2004. I don't know.
1999.
Is correct.
Yay! 1999.
Yes.
This day in what year? Texas Governor George
Stop
W. Bush
playing
selected
this song.
Dick Cheney to be his running mate on the Republican presidential ticket.
Yeah. Wait. On the first one?
Yes.
Wasn't that... Okay, wait.
Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I asked you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute.
Oh, wait, selected him. So would it have been...
Selected Dick Cheney.
99.
They ran together in what? 2000? Yeah, 99. I think that's right.
2000.
Oh!
Ah, dang it.
It was a last-minute announcement. It's because all the other robots were cowered down.
Because he didn't win the nomination until, June. And then...
Dang it.
That's true. I remember that. Yeah.
I should have known that.
Guys, today is my parents' anniversary. Today's my parents' anniversary. Happy anniversary, my mom and my dad. I'm still going to make fun of Wyoming, so quit telling me not to.
Happy anniversary, Lots.
And the last one. On this day in what year, a San Antonio man called police to report that three men had broken into his apartment, hogtied him with Christmas lights, and stole his plasma screen TV and some marijuana. After taking a statement, the cops arrested Stephen Knight for having several marijuana plants growing under heat lamps.
Oh, man.
And lots of other stuff in the room.
Criminals are smart.
Yeah, they are. 2009. Same year the first woman walked on the moon.
Lord bless my friend, because he's an idiot. Amen. 2005.
2005 is correct.
Yay!
Wow, man.
On to number one songs.
Oh, snap.
Rocky.
Yeah, 1977?
1978.
1982.
Oh! Okay.
Well, that just makes me plum bun puzzle. Mr. Gabriel.
Oh.
The last one.
Dang, dude. Can we just listen to this whole song? Ah!
I would get so confused when I realized he was singing about a fruitcake.
This video, though.
It's awesome.
I remember watching this video. Okay, wait. I remember this video on MTV when it was brand new.
Yeah. The old song. And it had cool animation and stuff. Look at Sam Swan out there. He thinks he's so cool and popular.
1986.
1985.
1986 is correct.
Yeah!
Today is Talk in an Elevator Day.
No.
There's something... All right, I'm not even going to read the rest of that.
Yay!
It's System Administration Appreciation Day.
Okay.
It is Video Games Day.
Yeah, it is!
It is Lumberjack Day. It is Hot Fudge Sunday Day. Tomorrow is National Dance Day.
Dance Day!
It's National Day of the Cowboy. It's Aunt and Uncle Day.
Yeah!
Sunday is Parents Day.
Woo!
Sunday is Take Your Houseplant for a Walk Day.
No.
Okay.
Sunday is Walk on Stilts Day. And it's National Scotch Day.
Yay!
Wow. Sunday.
Tequila Day and Scotch Day.
Scotch Day is the same day as Take Your Plant for a Walk Day because that's probably what happened. Some dude drank some scotch and was like,
Hey, you want to go for a walk? You need sun.
Let's just take a walk.
Let's take a walk. You bring your roots.
Come
we'll
on,
go do
buddy.
It.
You and me. All right.
Whoa.
Yeah. We got a great show today. I'm excited. Sam Swan's already here. We got to talk about this 4-year-old who was banned from a donut shop.
That's right.
Oh, if you missed that in breaking news, outlandish. We will talk about that coming up. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough. We're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man. Bingo.
Static Radio.
It's traffic, and we're gonna traffic up your face real good.
Traffic up your face.
Traffic up your face.
Right now, traffic right now. Up your face all the time. There's nothing to report. There's construction I-25 in Paseo. Sam, did you have any crazy adventures on the way in?
No. Alameda was kind of flowing nicely, and I got on the interstate and went past Paseo. Came, you know, was going south.
Yeah.
And then got off at San Antonio like I always do. I guess technically it's Osuna. No, I get off San Antonio, then I have to drive to Osuna and turn right.
Yeah.
Giving directions on how I get to the radio station.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, give us your address and social security number.
I would, except I can't. You know I can't remember my address.
Oh my gosh!
I can't remember my address.
I just realized who Sam Swan is.
Who am I?
Yeah, he's Sam.
He's Marlon. That's who you are. If I could pick any character for you.
From Nemo?
Oh, from Nemo?
Yes. If there were any character you were.
That's true, because I'm the safety monitor.
You were the dad. Yes. From Finding Nemo. Well, it wasn't actually a mouse. It wasn't actually a tsunami.
Well, because in jokes, everybody talks.
So what it really was.
So there was this mouse.
I was on.
I'm not that bad.
He didn't walk into a mouse.
He swam into
it. Yeah.
Guys, I am not that bad.
I have good news. That Matthew called in this morning and said Dave Suvere was missing, but he said now that he's been found.
Oh! That is good news.
Yeah, we got a text from Matthew that said they have located.
Beautiful.
That kid.
Okay,
that's good.
That's good. Yeah, this morning called in at like 6:15 to let us know, a friend of his.
That's awesome.
Yeah!
Maybe somebody heard it and it helped.
Yeah.
You never know. Hope.
That's very cool. Welcoming into the show, Sam Swan.
Woo. Marlin.
Otherwise known as Marlin.
Old Marlin Swan.
Old Marlin Swan here.
That makes no sense.
Oh, I'm excited.
Fishbird.
Oh, I just figured out who you were.
Do not touch that boat.
I'm going to touch the butt.
Nemo, get over here. No, come here. Come. Any rushing fluids?
Good grief.
Three stripes? That's all I have?
Oh, man.
Dude. I love that movie, dude.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
That ride was shut down when we went to Disneyland.
It was not going when we were there either.
I got to
But you know what I did?
Jack and Luke.
I pushed my way through security.
What?
And I walked all the way through.
No, you did not.
No, I did not.
Dude.
Because that would be illegal.
We got to ride it when I was there with my kids.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was cool.
Yeah.
It was cool.
I remember it years and years and years ago when it was the 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea ride.
Yeah, I remember that when I was a kid.
So think that it's much the same except just added with Disney characters, and there are some parts where... you know, with animation technology.
Right. That has really changed.
That has, there's, instead of just like the people on sticks, you know, all of a sudden there's actual characters from, it's pretty fantastic.
And I know you guys are two manly men and we're at Disneyland together.
Have you met me?
But I have.
We had friends that were like weirded out by us going to Disneyland without kids.
I don't think that's
unquote,
weird.
Quote unquote, weirded out.
Weirded out. Weird. Like, dude, that's weird, bro.
But did you guys ride the Little Mermaid ride in California Adventure?
No. I did with my kids. Again,
I don't know, but I was going to ask, have you seen that ride?
Absolutely.
That's a pretty good ride.
I like to ride Little Mermaid thing by myself.
He was actually...
It's emotionally captivating.
He made me go through Fantasyland. Like, he wanted to ride Peter Pan. He wanted to ride Mr. Toad's
Oh, all the
ride.
Ones. Yeah, yeah.
He was like, dude,
but we didn't have time.
I got this cool picture of me trying to get the sword out of the stone, too.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see what it looked like.
Yeah.
You know, because it's the funny thing is the difference.
Between Disney World.
Yeah, I like seeing those differences. Like, for instance, the Haunted Mansion, the original one in Disneyland, is completely different.
No way.
On the outside than the one in Disney World.
Okay.
They're two different architectural styles, and they meant for them to be like that.
Okay. But the ride itself is the same?
Well,
mostly.
Basically?
We got a special treat because that ride is my all time. Absolute favorite ride.
Haunted Mansion?
Nothing compares
really?
To that.
That's awesome.
And my favorite room in the Haunted Mansion is when you're up on the balcony and you're going across, and it's the ballroom.
Oh, right. And you see the dancers
dancing,
down. Uh-huh.
And there's people eating. There was an old lady who's not normally there on top of the table leaning over, blowing out birthday candles because it was the 59th birthday of Disneyland. We were there for the birthday.
Hooray!
Oh, my gosh. So they added
a new character
just for that.
For the birthday,
it was funny because we came around the corner and I was like, oh, well, they don't have that lady at Disney World. And he said, wait. I've never seen that lady before.
Yeah. Oh, how awesome.
And then we realized she was blowing out a birthday cake, and it's the 59th birthday of Disneyland.
Isn't
so
right?
Next year, next year for the 60th anniversary, they are going to be open for 60 hours straight.
Oh, my gosh.
That's ridiculous.
That sounds like fun.
This is the Sam, that's the Haunted Mansion in Florida.
Oh, man.
Oh,
so.
Wow. Yeah, that's completely different. That looks more like British... or Notre Dame-ish type.
Yeah, they have two different architectural styles.
Okay, because the other one's like an old school mansion, like a southern mansion.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's in
because it's in
New
over
Orleans
there with
Square.
New Orleans Square, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So yeah,
well, that makes sense.
So we had fun.
Yeah,
it was we weren't with kids.
I kind of as I was watching some of your Instagram postings of your day at Disneyland.
Yeah,
I was kind of thinking actually, That would be a hoot to be with, but to be with you two at Disneyland at the same time.
The best thing in the world.
It really was.
Here's the thing. Some guy that was saying, he was like, you guys are going together? That's weird. That's lame, blah, blah, blah. In real life, if the next question would have been, yeah, would you like to go with us? It would have been like, heck yeah, dude.
Heck yeah.
Where are we going? What time do you want to go?
Yep.
Let me just change into my tennis shoes. I got flip-flops on.
Oh, man, we had a blast. And, you know, going with the kids, it's a different experience because you go with the kids.
And you're watching the kids as much as you are.
Like, me and him had it clocked out. It was like we would be just about to get on that ride. Yeah. It's like, okay, look at the app. Where are we going next?
Be on a schedule.
Where are we going?
That's perfect.
What are we doing? Okay, what rides have you not ridden?
I tried to do that with my kids, and it's just not. It doesn't work.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, that's because normally the better half, known as the bride, my wife would always give me the death look because we were at Disneyland and I'm like militant, like, okay, look, this line is 25 minutes long. If we go down this line right now and we rode this ride, we would have just enough time to get that one because this one's over here. Let's make this U-shape. I had like it mapped out. This is where we are having fun. Yes. Shut your mouth and follow me.
And Chrissy and Brenda both would be going, this is a vacation.
That's what Chrissy kept
saying.
Relax. We're on vacation.
Relax.
Slow down.
We don't have a schedule.
Yeah.
She threatened to take my watch away from me.
Oh, man.
She threatened.
Yeah.
But I'm tougher than she is. She could not take my watch away.
I'm like 6 a.m., like the bugle's going off. You're out of bed. We are up. All right. Get two eggs in you. Grab you some OJ. We got to get going. Come on. Disneyland opens at 8. Here we go.
We are 2 seconds behind schedule. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah. So it was funny because we didn't have that.
Yeah.
So it was so much more fun.
Yeah.
However, I will not do that with my kids. I will still be military.
That's right. Mature. Exactly.
They have to have the most fun.
So when you were there last time, the last time you went before this most recent time. Was California, I mean, was Cars Land open when
Cars
you were
Land
there?
Cars Land was under construction.
Okay, so
and
this.
So there was
so
this
your
huge
first,
wall.
Yeah. Your first experience at Cars Land was this last time.
Yeah.
I want your first impression. When you saw the sign, welcome to Cars Land, and you turned the corner.
I took a picture.
And you saw the real life.
I was just about to say, I have more photos from that area than anywhere else.
Me too.
Because our boy Jeff was saying, dude, wait till you see Cars Land. It looks just like, it's like you walk into
the
movie.
Yeah. That's
and
exactly
you really
right.
did.
Yeah. And at nighttime, were you there at dark?
No.
You guys had to leave.
We had to leave.
At dark when they light it up with all the neon. I am telling you, it is the coolest. I was so giddy about walking around in Cars Land. I told Brenda, I said, I'm a 51-year-old man and this is more exciting to me than anything else in my life right now. Because
you're in Radiator Springs.
I'm in Radiator Springs.
Yeah,
and I got a picture next to Lightning McQueen. And I took a picture of Mater. And I stood in front of Red with my family and they took a picture of us. And I saw Stanley. I saw the statue.
Yeah, we took a picture with Stanley.
I saw all this. Yeah. I'm like, there's Flo's Diner. We ate lunch.
I got to show you all.
Oh, my gosh. It was the coolest. It was cool.
Did you guys see DJ? DJ came driving by us.
Yeah, we saw DJ.
No.
DJ was cool, yeah.
They had, DJ was there that day?
Yeah, DJ was there that day. He was driving around, so I snagged a picture of DJ. We saw the fire truck.
Hey, yo, DJ!
Mater was there, but the line was a mile long to, you know, so.
And the mountains, and then when you're on the ride, the Radiator Springs Racers, that bridge, you know, and as you come around that corner and it hits, it's just like being in the movie.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
It was a magical
Here's
moment.
Something, too. In Disney World, they have the Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular, which I just read, my friend. I was reading up about the Haunted Mansion differences, and it mentioned that there was originally going to be a Stunt Spectacular at Disneyland.
Really?
But then that fell through, and so they made the ride.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's no Indiana Jones ride in Disney World, so he'd never ridden that.
Oh, that's a great ride.
And then I realized I had kind of ridden it.
Oh!
Here's why. In Disney World, there's the dinosaur ride.
Okay.
Right. Dinosaur.
Okay.
The CG movie.
Right, right.
It's the same ride. I liked Indiana Jones more because there's a little...
Because it had the
fun.
Theme, too.
And they
Except
took
it
out,
broke.
Yeah, it broke at the pinnacle.
Oh,
like,
no.
Right at the climax of
right
the ride.
Right where the boulder's about to come down, Indiana Jones is hanging there from the rope, and he's hanging there, and
let me in.
And it just
And
stopped.
Then he's, like, hanging there, and I'm like, oh, it's about to go crazy.
Do you know what, though?
Hanging there.
That may be two versions of the ride because the first time when we first landed at Disneyland, the first ride we rode was Indiana Jones, and we didn't see the boulder. The next time we rode it, the next day, the boulder.
Oh, we saw the boulder. That just means something broken. It just paused. It was like,
oh, because
wait for it.
That just means something broken.
And I was like, oh, this is
because the way we wrote it, it didn't. He said something different. He said, "Let me in, let me in," and he never said back up, back up, back up, or anything like that. Yeah. And then we went past.
It broke.
So the next time we wrote it, the boulder was there.
But see, here's the problem.
Because that's what happened with us. We were there for like 2 minutes in the.
Oh, see, we weren't that long.
The dinosaur ride broke. Well, they didn't break it, but they changed it.
Okay.
There was this scary part in it, like actually scary, that would scare adults when you came around a corner and the Carnotaurus that's in the movie, the Predator,
oh, yeah,
comes out of the shadows and roars, and like the speakers are on full blast, and then they when they take the picture.
Yeah.
And so you would have people in the picture going, oh, like genuinely scared. But that was too scary.
So
and when we went last Christmas for the family vacation, that's gone.
Oh, man.
And they've replaced it with this weak butt little dinosaur over in the corner that goes and now the picture's kind of, everybody's like, what happened
I like that
seriously
noise.
Yeah. You can ask my family, because our whole family was like, oh.
And how did Disneyland figure out that that's the noise that that dinosaur makes?
They've been there since the
beginning. Guess so.
Time travel, man.
I read time travel.
You're a Baptist, you know, they're wizards.
Yes.
Wizards, man. You know about
Disney's
wizards.
Disney's evil, man.
They everything are. Is
the
not,
evil empire. It's, you know,
everything that's not focused on the family. It's wizards.
Yeah. You know, the worst thing about Disney is you get $17 for a hot dog. That's the worst.
Oh, man.
Part.
Yeah,
that hot dog is glorious.
But it's delicious. Yeah.
After 12 hours of
it was magical. Right. It was a magical hot dog.
You think that.
I was not hungry for 3 days after I ate that hot dog.
Yeah, right. It's like Limbus bread.
The truth is, I couldn't afford to buy anything for 3 days after I had that hot dog.
My mom said that they went in June and they had brought the scary dinosaur back.
Oh,
so that maybe they do that to vary it up a little bit.
Gosh, that's the worst, though.
To make very... I know, because if you get there in the timing where the little dinosaur... that would just be...
It was the worst, Sam. Yeah. It was the worst. Because it's like, here it comes, here it comes, here it comes. What was that? And you spend the rest of the ride just going, oh, man.
Yeah.
And then you're trying to be like, that was worth it. It was worth the wait. It was worth it. Right?
No.
And
here's something else I noticed now that since you said the wait, Matt.
Yeah.
That people waiting in line at Disneyland are patient.
Mm-hmm.
They're extremely patient.
That's because they're at Disneyland.
And they're talking, and you know, you've passed each other 14 times
by
that little weaving back and forth. And, you know, like the first time you're like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
And then the second time you're like, hi again.
Hey, hi.
And the third time you're like, well, this is awkward.
My name is.
I don't
know. Where are you guys from?
Yeah, where are you guys from? And then the fourth time you're like,
you ever
so has your son graduated from college yet? Because, already learned all these things about him.
Yep.
So what do you plan
to
do?
They're so patient. And then I was in line at Starbucks the other day, and there's a lady just being incredibly impatient because the line is taking a little bit longer. And I'm just like...
And we're talking like a three-minute line.
A three-minute line as opposed to an hour and a half.
Do you think it's because this is a great... this could be a great analogy, or you know, for the Christian faith.
Yeah.
Because seriously, I think a big reason why it's worth the wait and why we are so patient is because of the expectation of what we're going to receive at the end of said line.
Right.
At the end of that line is a magical ride, and so everybody's excited because they can't wait to experience
and
it.
And they realize it's a crowd.
Right.
There's a crowd. There's going to be lines, and so they've already set themselves up to realize I'm going to have to wait for stuff.
Right.
Whereas when you're on your way to work and you want to get a cup of coffee real quick and you don't go through the drive-thru because the drive-thru is backed up for a block and a half.
Right.
And you go in and you're like, because I've done that before. I've been in a hurry. I go into a coffee shop and the line is too long and I know I don't have enough time. I just leave and go on to the Babs building. I'm not mad. I'm not upset at anybody. I'm just like, I'm disappointed because I'm like, oh, dang.
Right.
I'm going to have to drink that fake Baptist swill at the Baptist building. Not real good coffee. So, but if the line's short, I get in. And especially the one coffee shop that I frequent where they know me by name. When I walk in, all the baristas greet me.
Hey, Steve!
In fact, when I was gone, Steve. Hey, Marlon!
Yeah.
It's Marlon! You're not showing your stripes today, bro.
Hey, Sean!
When I was gone for like 2 weeks for camp, and then we went on vacation and had another camp and all that stuff, when I finally came back, was in town for a little while, one of the girls goes, hey, I missed you. And I was like, that is why I come to this store right here.
Well, of course, that's why.
Absolutely.
And that's what they and another thing, talking about places like that, when you're at Disney, all of the employees like have to pretend to be magical.
Oh, you know what's funny?
Like,
you know what's funny? Yeah. Listen to this. Check this out. And it could be different depending on who you talk to. The people at Disney World are way more into it.
Really?
Really?
Than my encounters at Disneyland.
At Disneyland, yeah.
Yes. Like, at Disney World, they are super, super into it.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, and they're so excited, you know?
Right.
And it was funny to me because you would think in California, where the weather is so much nicer.
Yeah.
I mean, it was hot, but it's not like sweltering.
Right,
like in Florida.
Find a little shade,
you'd think they'd be a little more like in character. But for real, in Disney World, they are all the way in there.
That's funny. I've never been to Disney World, but the people that I had encounters with, the cast members, that you know, everybody that works for them as a cast member, I guess, they were all very pleasant and very happy.
Totally.
And even the people that were in costume that were part of the rides and stuff, whatever ride you were riding, they were, but it wasn't like as you're walking down the street, not every little character was like, hey, I'm sweeping the street, how's it going?
Yeah, yeah. And
let me take that trash for you.
It wasn't that they were negative.
No,
or
no,
sad
not at all.
Anything,
but I'd like to see that.
It was just they go for it.
Well,
you know?
I will say when Mickey came out from behind the curtain, I bum rushed that girl. And
I wish I could have seen that.
She was like patient with me,
but firm.
She wasn't stoked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She wasn't like, okay, you know, it was just like, okay,
all right, adult man.
Okay, adult.
I was gonna say,
all these other kids
can't you imagine what she's really thinking?
Do you see this child with conditions that wants to meet?
I could almost picture her grabbing Steve-O by the shoulders and looking straight into his eyes and goes, now I understand if you were an 8-year-old boy.
It was just really funny.
Because there was a line, and like kids started bum-rushing Megan. I'm like, line starts here! Line starts here right behind me!
Line.
I don't know where you think you're going, kid.
They're looking at me.
Because I'm in line.
I was here first.
They're looking at me, and I'm going...
I just rode with him. I don't know him at all.
We're just two buddies.
I was excited.
Just two buddies hanging out. I don't know. He's...
Oh, gosh. Oh, it was so fun.
Mickey Mouse,
and then, you
man.
Know, if you do birthdays, when we were there, Emily had a birthday.
Oh, see, and I had one, and I didn't do any. I saw
you
the buttons.
You should have told
them.
It had buttons, and every cast member tells you happy birthday if they see the button.
Yeah, they do.
And during the parade,
I should have got a first
during
time.
The parade, some of the dancers and the I don't, can't remember her name, but the princess that's from the one of the newest Disney movies, the one about New Orleans, the frog, Princess Frog.
Oh, Tiana.
Yeah. Whatever. Tiana, Princess Tiana. She told Emily from her float, she noticed Emily's button and said, happy birthday, pointed to her and said,
that's
happy
cool.
birthday. And Bert. Mary and Bert were on
like
the...
from Bert and Ernie?
No. Bert from Mary Poppins.
Place.
Mary Poppins.
Oh, okay.
Bert and Mary. Uh-huh. And Bert is... And he turns and he said it in a British Cockney. He goes, happy birthday! And pointed at Emily. Emily was like, Bert just told me happy birthday!
Okay.
It was the coolest thing.
Listen, our friend Paul sent us this story.
Oh, no.
We got stuck on Pirates of the Caribbean for about 40 minutes once.
Oh.
But the worst was a friend of mine who got stuck on... It's a Small World for an hour.
Oh, no.
I refused.
That song will never get out of his head.
Oh, my
God.
That
gosh. Became a new endurance game or consequence for losing a bet with us.
You have to go.
You had to ride It's a Small World a specified number of times in a row depending on the bet.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And then we started playing this in the background, and he wrote, You Monster.
You Monster. When we went in 2005, after Stephanie graduated, we went to Disneyland, which was the last time I had been until this previous time, or this most recent time. And Brenda was tired, and if she was, and this is weird for my wife to get hot. She likes the sun, and she doesn't like air conditioning at all.
Okay.
So she said, let's ride Small World. Because Riley was little back then. He was little. So let's ride Small World with Riley.
I'm twitching.
And
just
it goes so slow,
yeah,
and the drone of that music and the coolness of there, she took a nap through the,
no
she
way.
Slept through
That's
the entire.
That's the purpose of those rides.
She slept through the entire ride, and
okay.
I'm going, Riley, look over here. Riley, look over here. Shh. Mom's asleep.
The magic of those rides is to ride them with a little kid. Because when we took Eva when she was a baby, like 3 years old, not a baby, but when she was a toddler, she was so excited and stood up in the little thing and was just going, babies! Babies! The whole time. So then we started calling it the baby ride.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, you want to go ride babies?
Yeah.
She was like, babies! So we rode babies 150 times. That's when you can handle it. Also, you got to strategically pick which rides to ride during the middle of the day.
Oh,
this
man.
Is in Florida because it's so hot.
Yeah.
And that's one of the rides you go cool off in because there's never a wait. And that was a big difference in Disneyland. There was like a 45-minute wait for Pirates
say, like
of the Caribbean.
Hour and a half for It's a Small World. Pirates was crazy
it
long. Was,
and it's like, what?
Yeah.
In Disney World, nobody cares about those. Like, that's the ride you go take a nap on.
Okay.
And there's never a wait.
Those
you
were the ones
go.
That were slammed.
Is that right?
So we got to ride all the great
rides. You know what?
Rides.
I wonder if it is, if it's because that's the classic. When everybody thinks of Disneyland, right. they think of that. And if it's their first trip, they want to hit all that stuff. Because when we went back in 2000, I went when I was like in third grade. But then when we took our kids in 2005, I wanted to ride some of those. Because I was like,
it
as
is
a
fun
kid,
to see
I
the differences.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun to see the differences. Yeah. That's why I wanted to walk around and check it out.
Yeah, it's cool.
Summer vacation, summer fun. What are you doing? 505-338-3700.
What are you doing?
Talking a little Disneyland, because both of us, all of us here, had an
experience
this summer.
This year, yeah.
Man, fun. I think another difference, you know, the reason, because he was saying, we got to ride some of these rides, like it's a small world. And we're doing, and I'm like, no, because as an adult, I think of the fact we have to wait in line for 45 minutes before we can get to Space Mountain.
Right.
And this ride is going to take 10 minutes to get all the way through to the end so I could see a bunch of little kids singing in different languages.
Right.
And that's 10 minutes I could have been. That's 10 minutes closer to another ride.
Right.
And so, that's his strategy. And that's why he didn't want to ride Soarin'. And that's why he kept his kids from riding Soarin' the last time they went. Yeah. And then we ride it this time and he's like, I've made a terrible mistake.
The next time we come, we will ride Soarin'.
We were
that's a
Soarin'.
Cool ride.
Yeah.
I was a little freaked out by it. Not freaked out, because I'm afraid of heights. So I don't like that. So at first, I was like, wait a minute, I'm really not that high. I just have to close my eyes.
You should ride Expedition Everest in Florida.
That does not sound even remotely fun.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static!
So if you guys ever really want to feel truly hated at Disney,
amen.
Go on a Make-A-Wish trip to Disney.
The funny thing is actually I was in line for the Cars ride, and I shared a car with this family that was a Make-A-Wish family and got to hear their story. Did you guys go for a Make-A-Wish experience?
Yeah, see, we went to Disney World.
The world.
And they give you all these cool little passes where you get front of the line of everything.
Yep.
But you go up and you show them the pass, and the glare that you get from everybody else waiting in a 40-minute long line.
Well, I think if those people really like would hear the story, they'd probably be like, "Yeah, I feel like an idiot."
I can see that. Yeah, I had no idea. I just jumped in this car because I was in the single rider line, and there was like this family of five that jumps in with me, and then this girl just starts telling me her story, and it was like, this is the most heartwarming thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we went. I mean, it was an awesome experience, but it was just when you go to all the different parks that they let you go to.
Yeah.
I mean, every single park. And when we went to Universal Studios, they gave us this thing called a golden ticket.
Nice.
And someone escorts you to the front of the line. They stop everything, escort you to the front of the line.
Man.
I mean, we went to Transformers, and that was like a, you know, 2 hour long wait. And we show them this little ticket, and they take us to the front of the line, and it's just the glare.
Right.
The glare.
Of everybody that's been waiting in the hot, muggy, humid sun for 2 hours.
That sucks, because it's supposed to be like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and everybody hates you.
Yeah.
I didn't care that they were hating us. It was that my kids got to go and do it.
Yeah, right. That's what matters.
Boom, there you go.
That's funny, though, because they're kind of setting, you'd think they'd have like a secret path or something,
so
you wouldn't be hated.
Gosh. Yeah. Thanks for the call. All right. Yeah, when I rode the Cars ride, this girl, she's really bubbly, and she sits down, "Hi, where are you from?" You know, and I'm like, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Where are you from? I'm from Alberta, Canada. And I'm from Alberta, Canada. And her sister, so the story was her sister lost one of her eyes, was going blind in the other one because of some degenerative something. And only had, you know, like 15% of vision in one eye, and they wrote Make-A-Wish, and it was like her dream was to get everybody to America, to Disneyland, so that she could experience it with her family before she went blind.
Wow.
And so, so she, you know, they jumped in the car, but she's telling the story, and I'm on the Cars ride for the first time, like, okay, wow, and I'm like, do I enjoy the ride or this experience?
Because
she was just excited to be there, you know?
I'm all warm and fuzzy inside, and I don't know why.
So I missed half the ride, but it was still a great experience. Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, man. But it was one of those times where I was like, wow, okay. All right. That was the last ride we rode, and that was the experience. And then it was like, well, Have fun.
Have fun.
Yeah, what do you say? So yeah. There it is.
May the rest of your journey be filled with joy.
Amen.
338-3700. Speaking of children and joy, coming up, we got to talk about this kid who was banned from a donut shop. We'll tell you why.
Donuts.
Four-year-old donuts. Banned from a donut shop in Connecticut. We'll talk about that on the way back. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Donuts.
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
So proud of Albuquerque.
Yeah.
You guys are doing a great job. The only thing to report is construction at I-25 in Paseo. Everything else looks gloriously green, which is good. Green is good, and it means go. But go slowly and cautiously. Without texting.
Is Jefferson closed? Right.
Well, we saw the sun, but it opened up our eyes, and we saw the sun. But I don't know if it is or not, because I went the other way this morning.
That's true. All right. Allegedly. Jefferson, it is closed? No, it's open?
It's open?
I don't know what you're saying.
Why are they
Doug?
Putting that blinking sign up? That sounded like a that blinking sign.
Yeah.
That blinking
sign starts tonight. Okay. Tonight.
That's called substitute cussing,
Hey, you can't do that in front of
Christian cussing.
Christian cussing.
So starting tonight, Jefferson will be closed. 25th through the 29th was the sign that we saw. So traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, coffee shop here on the Calvert campus, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Phone number 505-338-3669. All right, we were talking Disneyland and fun and awesomeness in the 7 o'clock hour, and we teased this. Because, man, oh, man, I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah.
You know, Sam, you have kids.
I do.
You got grandkids at this point.
Five children.
You got grandkids.
Four grandkids with another one that's going to be born in about 4 weeks.
I have kids. Dawn has Mateo.
It's just like having a kid.
So at some point, nearly all of us have had to deal with a child blurting out some highly inappropriate thing.
Oh, my heavens, yes.
Yeah?
Oh.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny.
Right?
And you want to laugh.
Right?
But you also need to be corrective and go, now, I understand that you may have watched a movie that has that word in it, sweetheart, but we don't. You'll never hear Mommy and I use that word.
And if you do, you forget it immediately.
And if you do, you forget it immediately, and especially don't repeat it in front of the church.
Yes, yes. So we've got one of those stories, and phone lines.
Okay.
Phone lines are open.
Open phone lines.
505-338-3669. No, that's not it. That's
that's Solomon's Porch.
Yeah, call those phone lines.
So-po. Call those phone lines.
Tell them what you think.
See if they'll put you on air.
Or 338-3700. 338-3700. That's our phone number. Okay.
Too many numbers.
A four-year-old boy in the Connecticut donut shop was hanging out with his mom. And he sees this woman. She's got a belly on her. So he walks up to this woman and asked if she had a baby in her belly. Only the woman wasn't pregnant.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah. Four-year-old asks this woman if she had a baby in her belly. The woman was obviously
upset.
Man. The mom said, quote, my response was, oh, my goodness, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so sorry. That was Rebecca Denham. She's the mother of Justin, who asked this woman if she was pregnant. Well, that could be the end of it.
Yeah.
You know, this pregnant woman.
And it usually
or
is.
Not pregnant woman.
When it's children, it usually is the end.
Should have been the end of it.
In fact, the woman who was asked wasn't offended. She said that this woman accepted the apology, added that she'd actually heard it before at a nursery school. Uh-huh. So
children?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, hey, lady at the donut shop, maybe you should do something about that. However, what happened next? Oh, man, as a parent, blows my mind.
Yeah.
So the incident happened. All right. We're just going to get our donuts. We're going to leave. Sorry about my four-year-old.
Damn
okay.
It.
Well, on Tuesday, the mom returned to the donut shop with her son, like they normally do, and walked in the door. And the mom said that what happened was insane. Quote, we were screamed at in front of the door.
Whoa.
The owner blocked their entrance and said, quote, he's not allowed in here. He's rude.
Wow.
And they banned the four-year-old for life from their donut shop.
Interesting.
They wouldn't let the mom or the kid back in because they said the four-year-old was rude and wasn't allowed to frequent said donut shop anymore.
Yes.
How crazy is this?
That's a bit strange.
Yeah.
Does the donut shop owner, does he have children?
I don't know. The donut shop declined to comment
on
this
story.
And I
say he. Was it a he? I don't want to, presume that it's a mean man.
Yeah.
Just says donut shop owner.
Donut shop owner. Okay. They're keeping it very,
That's funny. They published the name of the lady and the kid, but they won't publish the name of the donut shop owner.
The donut shop is called Donut Inn in Monroe, Connecticut. However, you can't because the Facebook page for the donut shop has since been taken down,
of course,
since said incident.
I think
because
somebody overreacted and now they're reaping the benefits.
Yeah, so 4-year-old banned from this donut shop because he innocently asked a woman if she had a baby in her belly because she had, So.
And what is a 4-year-old gonna?
Yeah, dude.
I mean,
so,
you hope that your kids don't say things like that. But they don't have a filter.
Right.
They're 4 years old.
Well, yeah, and it's innocent,
And that's part of the teaching, exactly.
Probably just wanted to know.
Right.
I mean, if you see a woman with a belly, you assume. Yeah. I mean, this is.
Right.
And maybe that's a moment where you can teach a child. Hey, this child is 4 years old.
Yeah.
What would you do as a parent if you and your 4-year old were, walking back into the donut shop and the owner, bum rushed you and started screaming at your 4-year old that he's rude and he's not allowed in here?
Yeah. Wow.
I would ask that person to quit acting like a 4-year old.
I'd say, you're being just as rude as anybody else.
I'm sorry, my
I'm not
little
sure how
kid.
I do know this.
I know how I'd want to respond.
I know that I would be I'd be frustrated and angry.
Yeah.
But I don't know how I would actually respond.
Right.
I mean, that's one of those kind of things where I want to, as who I am and being worked on and fixed, my heart being fixed by the Lord.
Yeah.
I would hope that I would respond in a manner that would be
acceptable
to the defense of my child.
Yeah.
And to try to reason it out with them.
Yeah.
Boycott!
But I know, exactly. But I know the flesh side of me would be like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to do that?
People can pick on me and make fun of me all day long and say rude things to me, but if you put your finger in my child's face and start screaming at my child, I honestly don't know how I would respond.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've been in that situation where...
I haven't either.
Yeah, I don't think I've been in a situation where I felt
That's
threatened
crazy.
For my child.
Yeah.
Because if somebody bum-rushed my kid and started yelling at them, I honestly don't know how I would respond.
Right.
I would love to say that... As a, like you're saying, as a, Christian dude in a public, ministry on the radio, that I would respond with love and grace and or just as to show my child how we react when, I don't know.
Or man, even say,
or
well.
I just hit him. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Tell the owner.
I don't know. I feel like I'd be so shocked. I'd kind of be like,
that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Wait, are you? Because I'm not like a violent guy, but I probably would be the guy that said, "Are you kidding me? This is a kid."
Oh man,
You know,
one of two ways. I just thought of one of two ways. I might after he yells at us and everything, I might say, "Well, I'm sorry that you feel that way."
Yeah,
we like your donut shop, and I know lots of people.
Yeah, I was just about to say, good news. Yeah. I have a morning show. You're screwed.
And my second reaction might be to tell my son, go look out the window for a second.
Right.
Daddy has something to take care of.
Hey, look at that over there.
Daddy,
and then
the
I would go out to the car and get my tire iron and break all the windows in the donut shop.
What's
this?
It's for the donuts.
I would not do that. I would not do that. But
so you're not getting any more of my dough.
That's
right.
You're not getting this.
Oh, man. Gosh.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the other donut shop.
Oh, 505-338-3700. Static.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the topic you guys were talking about.
Yeah,
I've been in that kind of situation before where, I was at work and I seen this little kid with his mom come in the store and he just like, he's just a little kid playing with a toy and he's like, oh, look, mom, that guy's fat.
Oh.
And usually most people's reaction would be, I just looked at him and whispered in zero, I was like, you're right. Like, I didn't really have nothing else to say, but like, to me, it's like they're just a kid, man. He does. Yeah. I mean, whether he knows better or not, it's like it's just a kid, dude.
4 years old, too.
Yeah,
4 years old.
This wasn't
a teenager. I can understand if the mom was like, or the dad that was with them was commenting on the woman or whatever, but it wasn't. It's an honest mistake for that owner to get that upset about it.
Yeah, I agree.
There you go.
It's cool. That's a cool topic, though.
There you go. Thanks for the call, man. All right. If you're just joining us, a four-year-old boy in Connecticut was banned from a donut shop recently because he asked a woman who was there picking up donuts if she had a baby in her belly, except she wasn't pregnant. Ooh. So the mom said she was embarrassed. She apologized. The woman who was asked the question said she wasn't offended. She accepted the apology. Cool. All right.
The lady wasn't even mad.
She said she'd heard it before at a nursery school, so she wasn't offended in any way.
Okay.
She wasn't upset. But then when they came back another day to the donut shop, the owner of the donut shop bum-rushed them at the door and said, "Your kid's not allowed in here. He's rude."
What an
they
idiot.
They banned this four-year-old for life.
That's stupid.
Wow. Yeah.
So, that's a whole new level. I thought the lady got mad and said something to the owner.
Nope.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so,
why would you do that?
Yeah. According to the story.
I like this. It says the donut shop declined to comment.
Of course they did. And took their Facebook page.
Right. And it says, and Denim, which is the lady, the mom, says she will be getting her morning carbs elsewhere.
Yeah. There you go.
So
yeah.
She's not even really hating on the place. She's just said...
Man, thanks to WFSB for this story.
Yeah.
Because this, yeah, as a parent,
that's
man.
That's kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Why would you do that as a donut shop?
I don't know, because
as an owner of any business, yeah. That is terrible. Yeah.
There's no way, I agree with you, there's no way this owner has ever had children.
Or if he had, if he did,
he's forgotten what it was like.
Either he's
being
forgotten,
a parent.
Or he was a terrible parent,
right.
or he just didn't know. He wasn't around his kids when they did stuff like that.
Yeah,
because you know there's that thing before you have kids and you see kids in a public place and you turn to your wife before you have children and you go, "My children were never that way."
Right?
Listen,
right.
How many times have I choked on those words when I had my first couple of kids?
Amen.
I haven't worried about it in years because all the choking's over. But, my children. When we have children, sweetheart, they will never behave that way.
If my kid ever acted like that at the grocery store?
Yes. And then there's this one time. I wasn't there to see this, but Brenda describes a story that Emily wanted a ball.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Emily was about 3 or 4. I don't remember how old she was, but she wanted a ball. She's going to be horrified that I'm telling this story.
No.
Emily, stop listening!
Emily, turn off your radio, sweetheart.
Oh,
she's probably still sleeping.
Okay,
she just recently graduated from high school.
Hurry,
she's not going to wake up till 11.
Right.
I got plenty of time.
Perfect.
I got plenty of time. So Brenda's at a big square store buying stuff, and Emily wanted a ball. And this is back in the day of writing checks still.
Okay.
And so Emily is pitching such a strong fit that Brenda literally has her pinned up against the counter, the checkout counter, with her knee, just holding her, not pinned in an abusive way.
right.
Save all your emails.
2014, you got to be
exactly.
careful now.
They're like, she's holding her, and Emily is just kicking and screaming and at the top of her lungs, and Brenda's just smiling, writing her check to, it's $14.95, okay, and then signs a check, hands it over to the clerk, and then they go outside, and she actually had to kind of fight her to get her in the car
seat, too.
And, you know, nowadays, all the security cameras would hone in on just that one little thing.
Yeah.
But thankfully, she was able to get her in the car seat, persuade her to be buckled in the car seat. So, you know, that's one of those things where Brendan told me that story later that day, and I was like, oh, my goodness. How did you? Because I would have been horrified.
God gives mothers
a huge
extreme
grace.
Amount of patience.
Oh,
and I don't understand.
Because I couldn't handle that. No. I would have left the basket. I would have drug her outside. We would have gotten in the car. I would have taken her home and left her with her mother and said, I'm going to go back to the store now and reshop because I'm going to get out of here.
Yeah.
I can't. My child is making this huge scene and it's creating all this. And Brenda's just, it was $14.95? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
The kids
can I get $5 cash extra?
Okay.
So I'll make it for
tonight.
Yeah. And Emily is at the top of her lungs fighting and screaming. And I kind of wish I would have had it on video.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Cause
it's
now
amazing.
Now that Emily's going to be a college freshman, that'd be great. To show somewhere.
Well, she's got the audio from this story.
That's right.
So there you go.
That's right.
Forever, it will be on
the
podcast.
We'll put it on a disc.
So,
podcast.
Sorry, Emily.
Yeah. So, but that was back in the day when you were allowed to be a parent in public.
Yes.
So, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now you have to take them to the restroom to spank them.
Yeah.
Now you have to be a diplomat.
I can't tell you how many times I've heard people in a restaurant go, do you want to go to the restroom?
Right.
But I don't have to go. No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Yep.
I am talking about going and beating your little fanny. In the restroom. So here's the kid kicking and screaming going into the bathroom.
Yep.
And then you hear this. It's, you know, everybody in the restaurant knows what's going on. And they're like, I don't hear any smacking.
Yeah.
Maybe the kid wised up. Mom is serious this time.
Yeah.
And they come out and the kid is, you know, got a little bit of
super,
tears and, yeah, and calm.
Super cool and calm and cool.
Now, are we going to behave the rest of the time?
Yes.
I loved it when we could spank our kids in public. It was so much
more
fun.
Come on, Sam.
I'm just kidding.
Dude, for real, when I was a kid in Walmart in the South, you would see some of the most shocking things.
Like people in Walmart could spank you when I was a kid.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like, anybody.
If your parents weren't going to do it, somebody was going to straighten you up.
Or you're over on aisle 7 and your kid's on aisle 10 and they're, hey, would an adult on aisle 10 spank my child, please? Yeah. I hear that. I know that's my son. Spank him right now. I'll be there in a second. I got to grab this Windex. I'll be right there.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I remember seeing this lady. Her kid was acting up, and she pulled him aside and pulled his pants all the way down, like buck naked.
Oh, she was a bare fanny spanker.
Started spanking him. And to me, that's a little bit
that's
extreme.
That's a little extreme.
Because that is public humiliation.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree with that.
Right.
But you better believe that kid shut up.
Uh-huh.
And he probably never did that again.
Yeah, probably. Well, I don't know. But
that's true.
The thing, I'm not condoning that.
Yeah.
But it's a different world now compared to what it was, even when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Well, Chrissy calls me
Repeat.
Because Chrissy does, she like I said, God gave her this abundant amount of grace. She's married to me. And mercy and love and compassion. And so when the boys start doing something crazy, like, she's just calm and cool and like, hey, all right, boys, I need you to blah, 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 blah. And it seems like for some reason I have this like 7-second delay because she'll go, boys, okay, I'm going to need you guys to calm down. All right. If you guys aren't able to do that, you're not going to be able to play the Xbox later. And like as she's trying to finish, I'm like in the background repeating, did you hear your mother? I'm telling you right now. You're going straight to bed if you don't knock it off in the loud dad voice. And it's like, hey, repeat. Yeah. I got this.
I got this.
Okay? Yeah. Hey, all right. We're good.
I will take the Xbox out in the backyard and bury it, and you will never, ever play it again.
I am the worst. So Chrissy's always like,
I will bury it.
Repeat. That's a great.
So I am repeat because it's like I'm the mobster in the background, you know, and it's like, hey, all right, sweetheart, if you don't take care of this, I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
Right.
You you're going to be sleeping with the fishes.
That's right.
Sleeping with them. Forever! Yeah. Do you hear me? Backyard! Yeah. Get the tent! You know what? You don't even get a tent! Get your sleeping bag! I'm like the extremist repeater.
Yes, you
it's
are.
Like, no, Chrissy's threat wasn't enough. I need to like amplify the threat.
It's
and
not
make
even,
sure they know.
It's not even good cop, bad cop.
Yeah.
It's good cop, evil mobster.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's what happens.
Yeah,
it's how
there
we
you
do.
Go.
Yeah.
You could be part of the Baptist Mafia.
338-3700, the phone number. Talking about this 4-year-old who was banned from a donut shop after he asked a stranger if she was expecting.
Yeah.
A little extreme, but if you got your kids' stories, crazy reactions, whatever, we want to hear them.
Yeah.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static!
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble. Here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Right now, traffic right now.
Right now, girl.
It still looks like nothing's going on, which is very encouraging.
What's going on?
Construction to report I-25 and Paseo, and that's really the only thing that's showing up on the map.
Word.
I just refreshed it to be sure. Yeah, that's all that we got going on. So you guys be careful out there. Continue to be a wonderful driver.
Non-traffic brought to you by the Baptist Mafia.
Oh.
You best be careful.
I'll read you some scripture you can't refuse. Guido, lead us in a word of prayer, will ya?
Oh, man. Amazing.
Yeah, see, I got you.
Yes.
Lord, please help us to do good. Thank you for your grace. We pray for Billy, who's outside smoking. Obviously going to hell. Lord, please minister to him.
Two totally different mobsters.
Yeah.
Nah, nah, see, I'm his,
He's my lackey.
I'm the brains of the organization.
Speaking of, like, kids saying the darndest things.
I don't think so.
I was talking like that the other day with the kids, and they said, why do you keep saying see?
Oh, yeah.
Because they kept saying, ah, see?
Oh, because they're thinking Spanish.
And they didn't understand, and I said, I'm talking like a mobster. And they were, like, looking at me funny. I'm like, gangsters used to talk like that in, like, the 1930s. It's real. Look it up.
Yeah, in Chicago and in New York, not in Albuquerque.
They're my poor kids.
We don't have the Spanish mobsters don't say see after everything, right?
I'm starting to understand why they can't trust me.
Yes.
Because, like, 50% of the time, all the time, I'm totally making stuff up.
50% of all the time.
Yes. 50% of the time, all the time.
Hey, shout out to somebody named Jocelyn.
Hey, Jocelyn!
Just tweeted us because she said, Static Radio, I adore your station, the music choice is perfect, and Team Awesome Morning Party always has me laughing hysterically.
Mm. Oh.
Well, Miss Lady, you just got mentioned on the radio!
There you go.
Boom. There it is. We're talking about a kid who was banned from a donut shop for asking a stranger if she had a baby in her belly.
Baby in a belly.
Only problem is she wasn't pregnant. The mom was super embarrassed. They apologized. The lady didn't even seem to mind. She said the lady wasn't offended. She accepted the apology. She even added that she's actually heard that before from kids at a nursery school.
Right,
so,
right.
No big deal. No harm, no foul. Until the next time they tried to go to the donut shop and the owner bum rushed him at the door and said, he's not allowed in here. He's rude. So, yeah.
Okay, I have another question.
Yeah.
About this. What? Excuse me as I choke on my saliva.
Yeah.
Why did the owner wait until the next day? Why didn't he just kick him out right then? If he's so upset about it, and right. Why the delay?
I don't know. A Facebook post or a Facebook page for the donut shop has been removed since the incident. So obviously, I mean, it caused.
And obviously, they said they declined comment. So maybe they won't answer those questions.
Right. But, and it's a good question because, you know, when you first read stories like this, it's like, is this a hoax?
Right.
Did the KFC story really happen?
Yeah.
You know, we talked about that KFC story with that little girl who was asked to leave.
Turned out to
and
be
then
a
it
hoax.
Turned out to be a hoax. Yeah. It wasn't real. They
it
were just trying to get
it was a hoax,
some,
right?
And some of those internet things like all the baby rattlesnakes in the ball pit.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll tell you what's in the ball pit.
You don't
it's
know.
Poop.
You don't want to know what's in the ball
little
pit.
Kids get in there and poop is what it is. And then you're like, what is this? That's not.
I would rather be in a ball pit with a rattlesnake than
not
the
me.
Probably.
No.
Than probably
I would
what
take,
is in there.
I would take.
You're going to die.
I would take the poop.
From syphilis.
Oh,
I would take
gosh.
The poop. I would take
six
the poop.
Weeks.
It's my fault, ladies and gentlemen. I brought it up. I brought the ball pit up. It's my bad.
Question of the day. Poop or snake?
Oh, my God.
How would you rather die? Sam did it.
I did.
If you can be in a ball pit.
Oh, now the Baptist Mafia is going to come after me.
Rattlesnakes.
Hey, you got to quit talking on the radio. You got to quit saying dumb things.
Yeah. Baptist Mafia, now they're going to go head-to-head with the snake charmers. It's going to be a battle to the doom. Battle to the apocalypse.
Battle of the doom.
By the way, the line's going to be a little shorter at first.
That's right.
I'm kind of. the funny thing is, it's these situations where you see the kid come out in the adult. I mean, it's
yes.
from,
right.
It's from
yes.
any. It's always. It's like little kids activate the rest of our little kid inside of us.
Right.
You know, so it's almost like the donut owner's, you can't say that. That little jerk. He can't say that. Hey, no, you're rude, you little kid.
Yeah.
You're rude. It's like that scene in Mallrats where he goes, you know what?
Yeah.
There is no Easter Bunny.
Right, right.
And he's screaming at that little kid.
Yeah.
And then everybody else in the world's looking at it going, dude, that kid totally just got to you.
Yeah.
Right.
That little
4
kid
years
just got
old,
you.
And the owner of a donut shop is screaming at him.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Static.
Yeah, you guys were talking about ball pits just a second ago.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah, Sam
was,
brought
I
it
don't
up.
Know, 7, 8 years old, something like that. I was there, and I found a Chinese star in one. I was like, this is the best present
a Chinese
ever.
Chinese star.
Through the,
what?
The Happy
Amazing.
Meal.
Amazing, yeah.
Like a throwing star?
A ninja star.
Yeah, the actual throwing star. Oh, it was fantastic.
Nicely done, dude. Thanks for the story.
We'll talk to you later.
Somewhere all over the city, people are going to be digging through ball pits. Do we still have ball pits?
When I was like 9 years old, ball pit up on Wantabo, hanging out in there. I found Mama Said Knock You Out by LL Cool J.
No way.
Yeah. I kept that tape and listened to it on repeat.
Oh, my gosh.
And my mom was like, where did you get this tape?
They were giving them away at the ball pit,
yeah,
Mom.
I'm not kidding. It was like one of my first experiences.
When they got rid of ball pits, and I'm sure they have. Because of insurance reasons. Yes. You know, at least that... Dude, okay, two things. When they got rid of ball pits, they got rid of the way for little kids to get terrible things to each other. Yeah, that was like, not drugs, but just things you weren't supposed to have.
Okay, let's do a drop in the regular way.
Hey, listen, listen. I left some pogs. I left a slammer. It's
in the right corner of the
it's
ball.
In the right corner.
Right
but
corner.
Kids been jumping
right
around.
Under
out. You
the
need
orange
to just find
ball.
It. Good
I
luck.
Put an orange ball right on top.
It looks like a chainsaw blade. It's got the jagged edges. And here's the other thing. When I was a kid in Tupelo, Mississippi, Burger King, our Burger King in Mississippi, the coolest playground I have ever seen. And if for some reason there was anybody from Tupelo listening other than my mom, you would totally back me up on this. So, in the middle of the playground was a road, and cars could drive under. They would drive through the playground. Here's why. Because on one side of the playground, you walked up some stairs to a bridge. A bridge that went over the road into the playground, and that's how you got in.
That's cool.
It was incredible. That's it was like you were walking onto this giant metal spaceship thing. Pirate ship.
Yeah.
And then you walked across the little bridge into the playground, and this was
crazy.
An 80s playground, so the screws were all coming out, and people were dying every day.
The little merry-go-round
they
thing.
They had a sign up that was like,
hot.
No accidents in this many days, and every other day you'd pull up, and they'd be changing the sign.
Before it had the spongy floor, it was like asphalt?
Yeah, of course.
And it was awesome.
Yeah.
But it was dangerous. Yeah, and like, if you were a parent, you had to go out there and watch your kids, because... Mm-hmm. Every 10 minutes you'd hear, ah!
Oh, let's go to the hospital. Billy ripped his arm off on the merry-go-round. He got sucked under.
Somebody call 911 again.
Good grief.
Those merry-go-rounds were so dangerous, not only because they were metal and it was 1,000 degrees on them. You could fry eggs on the little merry-go-round things. But also because back then, you're right, there wasn't like the rubber ground.
Right.
It was dirt.
And,
so you would slip trying to run as fast as you could on that and bust your head on
and
the merry-go-round.
And that dirt was harder or at least as hard as concrete, if not harder.
Yeah. It was crazy. It was a different world.
Good
times. And you look at the difference because I like to believe that back then you wouldn't have a store owner screaming at a little kid for insulting a lady unknowingly because it's a 4-year-old.
Right.
Yeah, that's
right.
The parent. That was the parent's job back in those days.
Yeah.
If that would have happened
to
me, my family would have never been allowed anywhere because I used to ask questions all the time.
I picked that up about you. I could see
question,
how that would happen.
My mom will tell me stories sometimes. My mom and my dad, they'll be like, man, one time you said this, and I didn't know what
heavens.
I was going to do.
Yeah.
But luckily, you were a little kid, so it was okay.
I wish they would call in.
No, because some of that stuff you can't say.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff that I would ask you would be like, oh, gosh.
I heard a story. I don't know if it's true or not. I heard a story about a little kid behind a rather large person back in the day when they had a beeper.
Yeah.
And the beeper started going off, and the little kid looked at his mom and goes, she's backing up! What? I don't know if that's real or not,
Sam,
but I did hear that story.
That was your best insult in school is what that was.
No, I didn't
that's
have
that.
That
is.
No, we didn't.
Oh,
have,
yeah?
We didn't have pagers when I was in school.
Beep,
here was a pager when I was in school. Hey, Matt, come here.
Yeah.
We
didn't.
Just shouted.
We didn't even. We barely had electronics.
I shouted at him.
In college, he got the brick phone, man. He was already.
Zach Morris.
The phones were not even around when I was in college.
Okay. Yep. He's celebrating 30th.
I'm telling you.
Celebrating the 30th
My
30th
wedding. Can I give a shout out to Brenda?
Absolutely.
On Monday. Okay.
No. Okay. No. Gosh.
Go ahead.
On Monday, on July 28th, Brenda Swan and
Woo!
Sam Swan, that's me, will be celebrating our 30th wedding anniversary.
Yes.
We were very young when we got married. She was like 9 and I was 11.
Whoa! Sam!
Well, it was a different day. It
you
was a different time.
Colonial.
It was
I
a
didn't
different
know.
Day and time.
How? What was it like meeting Joseph and Mary?
Oh, they
was
were.
Was that cool?
They were awesome.
Yeah.
Mary was so sweet.
Rough trip.
She
on
was
that
always
camel.
Writing things down.
Yeah.
And storing things in her heart.
Right.
And Joseph, he was always building. Joseph, put
hard
the hammer
worker,
down
man.
For a
yeah.
second.
Hard worker.
Put the hammer
nighttime
down for a
travel.
Second. Have a glass of tea.
You had to go by the stars. If it was cloudy, you stayed. You didn't
right.
go anywhere at night.
That's right. So anyway, in all seriousness, I want to tell Brenda happy anniversary early, since I want to get to say the broadcast this around the world on Monday, because I'm not a guest on Monday. But happy anniversary to my sweet wife, and it's been an amazing 30 years. Thank you.
We want to say, Brenda, God bless you. You will be sainted for 30 years with this guy. So good job, you.
Yeah, I have five children. Brenda has six.
You did it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm the sixth one.
Exactly. Chrissy's in the same boat.
That's right.
So it's all good.
That's right. There that's why go. I always thought Brenda and Chrissy would get along very well together.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We got to take a quick break. Coming back, we got some Katy Perry.
What?
We got some Finding Iris.
What?
We got more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
To the open arms of the sea.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Uh-oh. We have an accident at Jefferson and Ellison. So, Sam, you're going to need to take a different way home.
That's nowhere near my home.
Didn't you say you turned on San Antonio and then turned on Jefferson to get here? Because San Antonio turns into Ellison. Right?
Yeah, but I don't. But I cross San Antonio on the access road and then turn on to Osuna.
Okay, I see.
And to go home, I just take San Mateo to Academy.
This is
then
where
swing by my favorite coffee shop on my way to the house.
There you go.
Yeah. Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road.
Yeah.
Oh, what I meant to say was I swing by my favorite coffee shop on the way to my car.
There
it's in the parking lot here on the Calvary campus.
It got a little confusing.
I mix up my words.
So if for some reason you are on your way to Solomon's Porch and you are near Jefferson and Ellison, there's an accident.
Watch out. Mm-hmm.
So traffic will be slowing down. And that's very close to the construction at I-25 and Pacific. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Sam Swan's favorite coffee shop, Solomon's Porch, on the Calvary campus. 4001 Osuna Road. Oh, man.
You're making me laugh.
338-3669.
I hate laughing.
Got a list for you guys.
A list, okay.
You know how I like my lists.
I do.
You know, we here in America are a patriotic bunch.
Yes, we are.
We loves ourselves some America.
Yeah. I just love myself.
Which, I live in America, so that works.
Yeah.
So it's through osmosis that I actually love America.
Osmosis.
Since I love myself.
We sport the red, white, and blue. We rock the national anthem every day in our car. We love the heck out of America.
Yeah.
We sing Lee Greenwood daily. We're very prideful people.
Yes.
People also,
they can't take it away,
are proud to be stately people. What I mean by that is state pride apparently runs rampant in this nation especially.
Oh, yeah.
According to Movado Real Estate, they decided to find out who has the most pride.
Okay.
So they checked, you know, social media sites. And, of course, everyone's favorite being Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
They looked at what percent of the population of each state, based on the 2010 census data, liked their home state. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like click the like button.
Yeah, so if you live in New Mexico and you haven't clicked the like button on New Mexico, well, first of all, shame on you. You're not a patriot. You're not proud of your state.
You ain't a patriot!
Because, listen, people, if more people in New Mexico liked the New Mexico Facebook page, I bet you we could be number one in the hearts of America.
Yeah.
I found a list of the top 10 states, and I'm not going to lie.
With pride?
We were all surprised,
okay.
As was this article. The article's very first thing. Texas, surprisingly not number one.
I was blown away by that.
And everyone in here was shocked.
I was.
In fact, Texas isn't even top five.
Oh,
that's
my gosh.
Crazy. I'm more surprised about that than I am about it not being number one.
Number one, yeah, I would certainly think
on
the top
10 list of the proudest states, Texas came in at 9th.
Wow.
9th!
Maybe everybody's gotten over that whole Texas thing.
Hey, no one will ever get over Texas.
Wow.
Shut your dirty mouth.
You just turned Southern. You changed.
Is there a pill for that?
You shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
Take a pill.
Remember the Alamo.
That's right. What city's the Alamo in, Steve-O?
Austin, Texas.
No.
He's a true Texan.
I'm just kidding. It's obviously the capital of Texas, which is Houston.
Booyah. Got you, Sam.
I was born in Texas. I know my history.
See, here's your issue. Right? You were born in West Texas, which most of Texas doesn't claim.
Exactly.
Unfortunately. Although I know some lovely, lovely people from West Texas.
Yeah, I mean, hey.
One of them.
In all seriousness, I'm obviously just joking about the San Antonio, where the Alamo's from. We all know the capital. It is in West Texas, Dallas, which is the capital of Texas.
I
know my stuff.
I like it.
Obviously.
Steve-O.
So, come on.
Steve-O.
Yeah, huh?
You need to move to Illinois.
Okay.
Illinois.
I'm spitting.
The land of Lincoln.
Yeah. Okay. I'm telling you, man. I know my Texas.
I was just picking the first place in the Midwest that came to mind.
You know, the funny thing is...
I used to live in Illinois.
Mm-hmm. You did?
I did.
Jokingly, you know, I really do know Texas history.
I know you do. That's why I was giving you a hard time.
Sadly,
yes.
As an adult, I'm learning New Mexico history. Because when I was a kid...
You didn't learn it?
Growing up in Texas,
oh yeah,
that's all you learned,
right?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like, hey, here's American history,
right?
It was, hey, man,
yeah.
The most important thing, you remember the freaking Alamo.
Well, here's that's right.
This is all there is.
And somebody once told me too, and I can't actually prove this, but right. This guy knows most of what he talks about when he's talking about Texas history, is that Texas is the only state in the nation that can fly its flag at the same height as the United States flag. Every other flag has to be slightly lower, right. And there's a certain number of inches. But Texas is the only state in the union that can fly the Texas state flag at the same height as the United States flag.
Yeah,
and it was all part of that because it's, you know, they used to be a republic and then they became a state and all that kind of stuff. That I know a little bit about that kind of history.
Yeah.
But in ninth grade in New Mexico, at least when I was going to school, ninth grade public school. You're one semester of New Mexico history.
Yeah,
it's
see,
required.
I didn't have that.
We had Mississippi.
I didn't have
any of that. So which is cool. I mean, so I learned a lot about, because I had just moved to New Mexico right before ninth grade.
Okay.
I had of course, my dad was in the military, so I've lived all over the place. But
yeah.
Ended up in New Mexico the summer between eighth and ninth grade. And so I took New Mexico history, and I was fascinated by learning all this stuff. People that things that I had heard about years ago in other parts of the country.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it came from New Mexico, like Billy the Kid,
Smokey
the Bear.
I was just about to say, growing up in Texas, Billy the Kid, that obviously happened to Texas.
Yeah.
Same with Tombstone.
And the Lincoln County,
That happened in Texas,
and the Lincoln County War. The Lincoln County War. I mean, New Mexico has some cool...
No, that was all Texas, man. We claimed it. We claimed it. Sorry, man. They're all lying to you guys. So,
yeah. I can
Billy
give you
the Kid.
We've been to sea.
Wyatt Earp.
This is a brief history of Mississippi. Okay. Mississippi was poor from the beginning.
Okay.
And then we started to get really rich.
Nice.
But then we realized the reason we were getting rich was evil.
Because
of slavery.
Yes.
And so then we got, broke.
Well
we got
whole,
defeated.
I was going to say, there was a big war.
We were broken for a long time. And then we were like, okay, cool. And we've been broke ever since. Yeah. We're broke.
Yeah. We
broke.
There you go.
It really is. Mississippi is one of the poorest states.
It is.
Education system is one of the worst in the
country.
I
heard that in the news this week.
Yeah. Is it sad that, as far as state pride, they're not on the top 10 for you?
No, that's predictable.
Okay.
But one of the cool things about Mississippi, it is a cultural center for art.
Yeah.
And so many great novel authors, artists, musical talent of all genres. Actors, actresses come from Mississippi, and people don't realize it.
Yeah.
It's like we're kind of putting out the artistic side of things.
Right. And you know what, too? Since my dad was born and raised in South Georgia, so I've driven through Mississippi a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm.
That's some beautiful country.
It is.
That whole part of the United States, that when you hit East Texas and Northern Louisiana,
and
Southern Louisiana is pretty too, and you go through all that, just the contrast between the Southwest, which is beautiful.
In its own way.
In its own way. And that part is beautiful in its own way. That's what I love about one of the things I love about America's landscape is it's so unique, or not unique, but so varied and so beautiful no matter where you go. So Mississippi has some pretty, pretty landscape.
Our biggest contribution to the culture, though, is mostly to show people how not to do something.
Okay.
That's kind of why that's how Mississippi rolls. It's like, this is what you don't do.
Right.
Right.
Famous last words, hey, Bubba, watch this.
Watch this. And then 10 years later, it's like, again.
Don't do this at all.
Don't do that, the rest of America.
I only have the top 30 here, Doug. Mississippi's not even in the top 30. I'm sorry.
I understand
that.
Sorry.
Okay, right. So this list.
This list.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, the as far as states' pride. All right, New Mexico. I was really excited, and the funny thing is, you know, I grew up in Texas. I claim New Mexico a lot more.
Me
you know,
too.
I moved here when I was like 9 years old. Yeah. I've been here my whole life.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm a new Texican.
There
so
you go.
I'm a new Texican. And so I would say I have more pride in New Mexico, to be honest, than Texas. And I think a lot of people do because apparently we love us some New Mexico on this list. New Mexico ranked number 2.
Way to go.
On state pride.
Yeah. Way to go, land of enchantment.
Yeah, more than 48% of people who live in New Mexico have hit the like button.
Like.
For it on Facebook.
Wow.
So, yeah. So that's pretty cool. In fact, number 2 only behind Ohio?
Ohio.
Ohio!
Yeah.
Now, I know they have pride in the Ohio State University.
Yeah, and that's the very first thing on the list, you know.
But Ohio is first?
Yeah.
Dude, Ohio, they are all about some Ohio.
55% of Ohioans. Ohioans?
Ohioans.
Ohioans.
The people who live in Ohio.
55%, yeah.
55%.
55% liked their state on Facebook.
Wow.
Columbus.
We need to make a call.
Okay.
We need to call an Ohioan.
Ohioan?
An Ohioan.
Ohioan?
Maybe he's not at work right now.
Yeah.
Because it is true.
Yeah.
Everybody I've met from Ohio, they are stoked
that
they're from Ohio.
I know.
Where are you from? Ohio?
Yeah.
What's up? Yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah. And then they go, Ohio. That's what I said.
That's the Buckeye State, right?
Yep, Buckeye State.
What 55%. The heck is a Buckeye?
I have no idea. You know what? We should ask the dude from Ohio.
There you go.
So, you know.
Hello?
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 Can I help you?
Yeah, we dialed the wrong number.
Can I speak to Tim?
You got the wrong number.
Are you from Ohio?
Yes, I am.
You are? Okay. Can I ask you a question? You're on the radio. Is that okay?
Okay.
We didn't mean to call you. We went to call our friend
but
Tim.
You are from Ohio.
But we live in Albuquerque, New Mexico. This is Team Awesome Morning Party.
Hello.
You are on the radio with us live. And here's the deal. We were trying to call our friend Tim, who lives in Ohio, because we just found a list of the most prideful states in the union. New Mexico came in at number 2 behind Ohio. So we're trying to call our friend Tim to learn about Ohio.
But this is better.
This is way better because you're a random stranger.
And Tim lives in Nashville now. He lives
Tim
in Nashville, Tennessee.
He left. He doesn't even live in Ohio anymore. So are you still in Ohio?
Yeah, I'm born and raised here.
Born and raised. Where about in Ohio are you?
Columbus.
It's a good town.
Okay. I've never been to Columbus,
Have you
Ohio.
Ever heard of the band House of Heroes?
No, I have not.
What about 21 Pilots?
Nope.
Okay,
wow.
Cool.
Okay, they're both from Columbus.
Yeah,
you should
both
check them out.
I'm throwing out names.
Good bands, good bands. Okay, so here's what we need from you because, you know, being New Mexicans, obviously, we ranked second on the state pride list. We feel like we have a lot of pride for where we live. So we need you to talk us into Ohio being number 1 because I just don't understand. So.
Oh, well, we've got the best football and the best fans and the best band and everything.
That's right.
Ohio's great.
Ohio.
Awesome.
The Ohio State band is awesome.
Ohio
They're
State
the one
band
doing like
sick.
The motion stuff. Yeah. And
now, what is a Buckeye?
It's a tree.
A tree.
Oh,
see, Buckeyes grow on trees.
New Mexico. I don't know. New Mexico doesn't have trees. What's a tree?
He's got a good point.
It's a tree, yeah.
Okay.
It's a Buckeye tree.
A Buckeye That's tree. A and okay. you grow Buckeyes?
Is that like a fruit of the tree?
You know what? Honestly, I don't see very many of them around here.
Yeah.
But supposedly they're here.
Supposedly.
Now, are you on Facebook?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay, so you're not even one of the people because 55% of Ohioans, is it Ohioans? What are you? Ohioans.
Ohio.
Okay. Ohioans. Okay. Well, 55% of you Ohioans liked the Buckeye State on Facebook, and that's why you're number 1. New Mexico came in second. We have 48% of New Mexicans who like our state. So apparently we're just going to have to go to war with you guys.
What can New Mexico do to become number 1?
In your heart.
What should we
Probably
do?
Probably not much.
Okay. Oh.
Well, that's good.
There is some Ohio pride.
There's not
pride.
Much out here. So we're on the right track.
We love our state. That's for sure.
Awesome.
But have you seen the Avengers?
No.
You haven't seen the Avengers movie? Okay.
I got too many kids and not enough time.
Oh, okay. How many kids you got?
four.
Four kids. I have three kids.
He has three kids. You know? But again, there's nothing to do out here. Why did you ask her about the Avengers?
Because Avengers was filmed in New Mexico, and so it's better in New Mexico.
But Captain America the Winter Soldier was filmed in Cleveland.
Ugh.
What's your name?
It was.
Are you?
You just can't win. You can keep trying, but you're probably won't win.
Dang! Okay. That's the winner's attitude right there.
See, and winners move there. Obviously, LeBron making his way back.
You know, they always come back.
Are you excited about this? How did you feel when you found out Bron was bringing his talents back to Ohio?
I'm not a huge basketball fan. I'm more of a football fan, but my family's from Cleveland, so I can't complain.
Okay.
Oh, so football fan? Why the Browns?
My family's from Cleveland, and then we moved down here when I was very little. So my whole family's from Cleveland. It's just born and raised that way.
Oh man, I'm sorry. I'm a Buccaneers fan, so I feel your pain. So
yeah. It's rough sometimes.
It is rough. It is, but you still have pride. Hey, God bless you for your pride of Ohio.
There you go.
That's good.
Thank you.
It worked out well. We were supposed to call a friend, and we accidentally
and we made a new friend. What's your name?
My name's Melissa.
Nice to talk to you, Melissa. Very cool to meet you.
So, thanks, you too.
Go Buckeyes.
Go forth and have an Ohio day.
Yes.
And good luck with your quest.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I have fat fingers. I'm trying. So obviously, it just didn't work out. So. All right,
thanks guys.
Bye. Okay. All right. That was
awesome.
That's good.
See? And now we know why Ohio's number one, because when you accidentally call the wrong person, they'll take 10 minutes to tell you state is the best.
We should just call a random person from Mississippi and see what happens.
Yes!
That's what we'll do when we come back. That's what we'll do.
Oh, my heavens.
More state pride on the way from Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
Broadcasting of the Disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
What a day!
Oh, yeah. So, we accidentally called a random person from Ohio.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, we found a list of the most prideful states in the union. New Mexico came in second. Come on, y'all!
Come out!
It's a little sad. Ohio number one, so we try to call Tim Skipper. And apparently I have fat fingers. And we called a random lady named Melissa. Who was very kind.
She was.
Yeah.
To be honest. I got kind of nervous. And my stomach's a little knotted, to be completely
honest.
That was
kind
of what we're about to do.
How come?
We're going to call. Well, Mississippi is not represented. Let's see. Mississippi.
41st.
Yeah. We're the 41st state. For state pride.
But think of this. You're not last.
So just tried to call Timmy Skip, and I screwed up the phone number and called a random person. So now we're going to just call a random number with a Mississippi area code.
The two area codes in Mississippi are 601 or 662. Okay. Let's do 662 because that's northern Mississippi. That's where I'm from.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Just do
Lord.
It. Just quit.
Please.
Just do this.
Okay.
You already did it one time, accidentally.
Yeah, you did.
What's
it
so hard about doing it on purpose?
You've already done it. Just ride the roller coaster again, Sam.
Oh, never again.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Now when you're getting personal.
Now it's difficult. Did it work?
I don't know. I'm just pressing buttons. This phone is terrible. Okay. All
right, wouldn't it be funny if we get like a...
Yeah. What did you say it was? 662?
662. That's northern Mississippi.
This number is no longer in service.
Don't dial too many.
I'm just pressing buttons. Okay.
You got the thing. You did the right thing to get out, though.
I made sure the delay was on,
gosh,
too.
That was really funny.
Is the delay on?
Okay, here we go.
It's not lit up.
Oh, man.
We got to tell them they're on the radio.
Yeah.
Is that like a law?
Yes.
Yes, it is a law.
Well, it's a law in New Mexico, but if we're calling out of state.
You may or may not be on the air.
Oh, this has to work.
Let it ring two more times.
Your call has been forwarded.
Okay.
Try a different one.
Okay. 662, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just pressing buttons. You know.
Pressing buttons. I'm pressing buttons.
Gosh, this bit was going to be so funny, and now nobody's answering their phones.
Dadgummit. That's a southern word.
I was going to say, that's a southern Christian cuss word.
It is.
Yeah, hopefully that's the words we
Here's
hear.
Another one. Dadnabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the farmer who's a bad speller.
Man.
Hello?
Oh. Hello?
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 Hi, is this Mississippi? Do you live in this?
This is Randy Parson. I'm in Mississippi.
Awesome.
Perfect. Okay, sir, I have to start by saying you're on the radio. My name is Steve-O. This is Mateo.
Hey, I'm from Mississippi, too.
And this is Sam Swan.
I've driven through Mississippi.
Is this?
We are from a radio station in Albuquerque, New Mexico, so I wanted to...
Deborah, I'm on the radio!
Oh, my God.
I wanted to call you... Well...
No, I don't know what they're asking. Hang on, my wife. No. Never hang on.
Oh, my God.
Yes, sir.
So we are, we found a list of the most prideful states in the union, and New Mexico came in at number 2, and we tried to call our friend in Ohio because Ohio
now
ranks
we
number...
Now, we ain't from the union now. We're on the south.
Oh, no.
Wow.
You know that's over, right?
Okay. So,
what kind of money do you have in your pocket?
Down here.
Number one, Ohio.
Do you still have Confederate money?
You still think it's a good idea, friend? Number one was Ohio, and we tried to call our friend Tim in Ohio and accidentally dialed the wrong number and met a random person in Ohio, and we thought that was great because she ended up being lovely and tried to tell some things about the state of Ohio.
Uh-huh.
So then my friend Matt here,
I'm from Tupelo.
He's from Tupelo, Mississippi.
Tupelo, Mississippi, that's the home of the king right there.
I know.
A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
So then we just decided to dial a random 662 area code phone number and hope we got somebody cool. And the first time, nobody answered the phone. So you are our second best from Mississippi? I mean, not the second best.
It's me, Randy Parsons. You called a good Mississippian
We wanted to call because Mississippi ranked 41st on the list of prideful states, so it doesn't seem like you guys have a lot of pride for your state. So we thought we would call a random person.
I'm betting somebody on the internet took that quiz and they don't know what they're talking about because a bunch of people on the internet is a bunch of children anyway. They're just a bunch of kids. And what they don't know is the most prideful state in the South is Mississippi. They don't see people taking those quizzes and tests or people on the internet.
Right. Well, it was through Facebook. Do you have a Facebook page?
Oh my goodness! Don't even get me started on Facebook.
Why not?
You kidding me?
You're gonna tell me
there's a quiz and we're 44th and it was on Facebook and now all of a sudden we're not prideful? Well, won't you come on down here and get some fried chicken, some green beans, and some mashed potatoes and have a good old family discussion? You tell me if these people down here don't love their state.
Well,
and it was actually 41st,
Randy,
not 44th.
Randy.
Yeah?
Number one, bless your heart. Number
Bless
two.
Your heart, because you were in a good state, and I don't know where you are.
We're in New Mexico.
Did you see how that worked?
Yeah, he
instantly knew.
Wow.
Knew. Insult. Just insulted.
Yeah.
That was not meant as an insult. 41st on the list. So we need to know from you, sir, why Mississippi? You're in Mississippi, so tell the rest of the world listening why Mississippi should be higher up on the list of state pride.
Because the people here are genuine in their hearts and souls. And when you can be genuine in your heart and soul and love your neighbor like you're supposed to, like the good book says, then that is prideful, and that is what it's all about. That's we may love our flag, and yes, I know a lot of bad stuff come with that, but we are loving people now, and everybody here loves everybody here, and we love everybody on the outside, too. So we all come on in sometimes and find you a good home here in Mississippi because we love... Deborah, I'm on the radio! We love our state, and we're prideful about it. We got Ole Miss Rebels. We got Mississippi State. We got all these colleges and universities and people being smart and stuff and all kinds of greatness. All right. Now I'm Randy Parsons, and I'm here to speak for us Mississippians.
Randy.
God bless you,
where
man.
Are you it from, is... Randy? What city or what town?
Kosciuszko.
You sound like you're from Kosciuszko. That's the worst place in the world.
Hey!
No, I'm from Tupelo. Tupelo is so much better than Kosciuszko.
You can't say that to a stranger.
Hang on. Let me go. Now, on that level right there, I can pretty much agree with you because I'm originally from the Corinth area.
Oh,
and
great.
I know a lot about Tupelo. And when I married Deborah, I'm not talking about your mother. When I married Deborah.
Stop.
I had to move down here to help with her. I just said I wasn't going to tell her about her mother. But I'm telling you, she's in a nursing home down here, and we're trying to help her get situated, and she don't like it. So we're here helping her live with us until she's, I guess, you know how older people need to be in the until they can be in the nursing home. So that's why I'm in Kosciuszko, but I'm originally a Corinth native.
All right. You know, I have a bunch of friends from the Corinth area.
I love that's where I'm originally from, so I know Tupelo in that area. I know that.
Okay,
so
let me ask you this. You're from Corinth. Maybe you've heard.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever heard of a band called Waverly?
Waverly. I can't say I have. What are they? Sound like.
They're broken up now. You know the Waverly Mansion down in West Point?
I do. Yeah, I do. I do know that.
I was in a band called Waverly, and we took our name from that mansion.
You stole it?
No. Gosh, no. We took the name.
Adopted.
We wanted people to know we were from Mississippi.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. So, okay. Well, how'd that go for you?
We broke up. It didn't go well.
Well, I don't guess it went well at all, did it?
Okay. Well, you're from Corinth. Have you ever heard of Saving Abel?
I have heard of Saving Abel now. Right there, that's a rock band.
No. That's the butt rockiest band.
Hey,
Saving
stop
Abel.
It.
They're
Dude,
terrible.
You Mississippians
Randy?
Are mean to Man. Each other.
No, we're honest.
I'm glad we didn't talk this way to the Ohio.
Do you know when it comes to music, we got Peavy down here?
Oh, my gosh. Peavy.
Peavy.
The amp?
The electronics
company.
They're made in Meridian.
And you want to talk about music. You're being a radio station. About 90% of all the musicians out there use some sort of Peavy something. So, by gosh, you're using something from Mississippi.
There you go.
The only thing we've ever used Peavy for
made
is
made in Mississippi.
To
you
put
won't
stuff
see China
on.
Or
we never
Taiwan
plug it
or
in.
Whatever on the back of those.
Okay. Dang, Randy.
I've never.
Now, Randy, what do you do?
What do? I drive a truck for a living.
Yeah?
A gasoline truck. So I usually stay in the area. I go down to Hattiesburg a lot and down there on the coast and just drive a gasoline truck and I, drop off gas for people.
So you've seen
BP,
a lot of your state.
Not BP.
Right.
You've seen a lot of your state then.
BP has bad name.
They mess with the
I
Gulf.
Really don't want to hang up. I really don't want to end this call. We are running out of show, sir, but thank you so much for spending time with us. If you could tell everybody in New Mexico or Ohio or wherever that Mississippi is the best state, give us a summation. Why is Mississippi the best state? Go.
Mississippi is the best state because we have the most heart and soul. Like I said, we love more than any other state. But I am here to tell you, Ohio and all them states are good, too, because they're in the good old USA.
All right.
That's right. Thank you, Randy.
Thanks, awesome. Randy.
Hey, man. Randy Parsons. Y'all give me a call again sometime. This has been Deborah. I love Give me a call sometime. I got to go help mop the kitchen for Deborah. Hang on.
Okay.
All right. Bye, Randy.
Bye, Randy.
Bye. See you guys later.
All right. Later. Give him a call sometime.
Did you write down the number?
I don't even know what
Did
number write... I called.
Did you write it
Randy
down?
Again.
Randy Parsons. Is that what it is? Randy Parsons?
Yeah.
We have to
Randy
look him up.
Parsons.
Randy and Deborah Parsons.
Well,
and where are they living
it.
Right now?
Kosciuszko.
Kosciuszko. Okay.
I'm so glad you were paying attention. I understood half of what he was saying.
Yeah.
Half. Maybe a fourth. Maybe a fourth.
I just thought it was funny. He's bragging about PV sound equipment. I tried to tell him. I don't know if you heard me, but I tried to tell him the only thing we've ever used PV for is to stack stuff on because we never plug it in.
Thank you, Lord, that nobody cussed. Amen. All right. Well, there it is. We are out of show. But according to a recent survey, New Mexico, we're number two. Number two, most prideful states. Number one was Ohio. We got Alaska third.
Wow.
Maine was fourth. Utah fifth. Montana sixth. Vermont, Colorado, Texas, Wyoming, rounding out the top 10.
Top 10, okay.
Top 10 states in the union that have the most pride. Mississippi, you're way down at 41st. I'm sorry. But again, at least you're not last in this one, too.
That's
so there you go. Dude, you stayed for the whole show today,
buddy. I did, because today's my day off, and so I'm just chilling.
Hanging out with us.
One of my favorite things to do.
Man. So great.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Oh, so great. That was great. Man. I'm so glad I hit the wrong button for Ohio. Because
that was cool.
That's how it happens, people.
It became a good thing.
You can't create magic. It happens.
It happens, right. Baby.
I feel like Randy would echo those sentiments.
I'm sure
and
he
probably
would.
Even Melissa, too.
Yes.
It's funny how much more educated Melissa sounded.
Oh, true. And you know what we should have done? We should have told Melissa to go to mystaticradio.com and check out the radio station.
Yeah,
I just thought about that.
We didn't tell either of them.
But we were all freaked out that she wanted to talk to us.
We would have had to have told Randy that there was a Facebook quiz about My Static Radio.
Right.
And then he would have been like, well, yeah.
I'm glad he knew what the internet was, though.
God.
At least. There
and
you
that,
go.
I would wonder about their relationship.
Fantastic.
Deborah seemed to yell at him all the time.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for us. We are out until Monday. Don't forget Dougs with Days up next. Dougie Fresh filling in for Mitch while she is on vacation. So pray for her, that girl.
That girl.
Fun.
That girl.
Yeah, Doug up next. And, of course, if you miss any part of Team Awesome Morning Party, you've got to get the podcast for today.
Yes.
MyStaticRadio.com/mornings. Get there. Check it out. It's a free download. We're out. We'll see you guys again Monday. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.